Y'all ready for the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Here in the Brothers Lamest Sports Happy Hour, we give you that sports talk in lamest terms. It gets a little raw in here, so if you like your sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. All right, let's get to it. What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Brothers Lamest Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are your co-hosts, Chris
and Jonathan.
Man, it's been, I know we gave y'all a long one the other day. Oh, yeah. It was just a lot to fit in.
Hope y'all were able to run through the whole thing.
Yeah, for those who listened and enjoyed it, man, we appreciate it. A lot of folks gave us some love, so appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, hey, season's underway, you know, itching closer. You know, we got to our second go-round of our NBA preview.
Whoop, whoop.
You know, MLB playoffs are getting real interesting now.
Whoop, whoop.
In the championship series
Cole
now.
Cole Jack, I know you happy, brother. Mm-hmm. I know you happy.
And, you know, college football still going underway.
Yep.
Got some things pop up recently with that as well, off the field-wise. So, you know, we got a lot to get into. But, you know, this is the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour. You can hit us up via email, thebrotherslemon@gmail.com. On Twitter, at Brothers Layman. On the hotline, 323-455-4219. We'll get back at you and read it on the show.
Yeah, definitely. Hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns you guys may have, anything y'all want to know, anything y'all want to dish out, any questions about fantasy leagues. I know you got the NBA draft fantasy league starting off and popping off, so hit us up. You got questions, you got concerns about your squad, who you should pick in what round, let us know. We'll definitely get back at you and get you a W.
Yeah, rep your teams, man, because you know some things going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, we're getting started with the NFL. You know,
of course.
Every team now has basically played four games. You're officially a quarter of the way through, so we're going to take a quick look at where things stand after week five.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, you got the NFC East. I'm just looking at it as a whole with the NFC Conference. You know, Philly and Dallas, you know, tied for that division at 4-1.
Mm.
Dallas been looking solid.
I got to give them credit. They've been looking much better than I anticipated, but like I've said, still early. I'm not gonna waver from my last place pick yet. You know, even though the Redskins have looked ass, the Giants have looked better. So yeah. We have not gotten into the division games. That's what I'm waiting for. I'm waiting for the division games. Then, depending on that, I might change my stance on the Cowboys.
Yeah,
I gotta see them division games. Those are the ones that count.
No, they do, man. It's
those,
you know,
ones that count.
Philly started off hot, you know, but kind of slowed down a little bit. That running game hasn't been as strong with Darren Sproles, LeSean McCoy. You know, that line is kind of banged up.
They're small.
Mm-hmm. The Giants kind of, like you said, making their way back.
Mm-hmm.
Can't never really count them out. Washington needs some help.
Seriously.
You know, they're already 0-2 in the division, which is not good.
Yeah.
And, you know, they need some things going on. NFC North. Detroit's actually up three, you know, with them, Green Bay, both 3-2.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Vikings, despite all their drama, are 2-3. And the Bears, 2-3 as well, but at the bottom of the division.
I cannot believe. But once again, it's still early.
They keep blowing stuff.
They keep messing it up, but they're so talented, I cannot just count them out. I can't.
Nah, you can't.
They're just so freaking talented. So, but it's still early, like I said, you know. So I can't waver from any of my picks, people.
Yeah, Detroit's been struggling.
They've been iffy, and now Megatron ain't playing.
Yeah, they might have to settle for a bit.
Golden Tate's gonna have to step up big time.
Like he's going to. You know, Chicago, they should be getting it better.
Yeah,
you know, Minnesota, they've been surviving. You know. Teddy Bridgewater will be back.
If Teddy Bridge can stay healthy, then they'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
If you got to put in Christian Ponder, then your season's going down the drain.
You know, Carolina, surprisingly, is at 3-2, you know, leading that division.
you know, New Orleans survived. And they were close.
Survived is probably the best term to say, because golly, Tampa Bay looked okay. Mm. I mean, Mike Glennon didn't look too bad. I mean, defensively they looked okay, but golly, their offense is.
No, they need some help. Yeah, they've already lost to everybody in the division, so that's not a good setup for them.
And in Atlanta, I mean, offensively they're okay, but golly, they can't stop anybody. They can't stop anybody.
Feels like New Orleans and Atlanta just mirror each other.
They got to
you got some offenses.
You got to outscore the team.
Great at home, mm-hmm. on the road, flip a coin.
Ass.
You know, both of them we predicted to win this division. You know,
I had Atlanta winning.
Carolina can't hold on to a running back there, but hey, for some reason, Cam is they holding it together.
Yeah,
what's a man named that rookie Benjamin? Kelvin Benjamin.
Oh, Kelvin Benjamin. He's a big dude, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, he is the go-to guy clearly for Cam Newton. Mm-hmm. Or just throw the ball in the air. He's 6'5". It's easy. So,
yeah.
And in the best division,
dude,
clearly by far.
No, two tied at 3-1. Arizona, yeah, holding on. You know,
I mean, look, Carson Palmer. Everybody who was kind of jumped off the bandwagon, they went up against Peyton Manning. I mean, it's not easy to just beat Peyton Manning anywhere, no matter what team he's playing for. I mean, he's a freaking great quarterback, so I'm not going to discredit them for that one blemish. They were coming in, they were undefeated, their defense still serious. You know, they just need Carson Palmer healthy. That's it.
Yeah. They can get something good. Andre Ellis has been looking good. Mm-hmm. The defense has been holding up. You know, Frisco, I guess they're trying to climb their way out this hole.
I'm not convinced. Sorry, KJ, but I ain't convinced, man. They have not been winning in the fashion that is necessary of the San Francisco 49ers. Jay Glazer came out and said, basically, this is it for your Harbaugh. Win, lose, or draw, no matter what, that he gone. So I'm like, this is what I was saying last time about when I thought, you know, the whole split in the locker room happened when they got rid of Alex Smith.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my opinion, but...
They you did know. Get the W, though.
But I worked in Manhattan Beach, and I know a lot of people who kind of knew him, and people say he's a dick.
Mm-hmm.
That he's an asshole. That's just who he is. So it's hard to play for coaches like that sometimes.
Mm-hmm. No, but, you know, he gets the most out of it. I mean, mm-hmm. it's not like if they fire him, he ain't going to get no job. Yep. All the other teams is going to look to hire him.
Yep.
He feels like he has that Larry Brown thing where he comes in, makes immediate impact, gets the team to play well, but after, like,
he kind of wears out his welcome.
He's like,
we're done. Yeah. Yeah, we've had enough.
No, but hey, if it's going to get me for a championship,
yeah,
a Super Bowl, I'll take it for a year, a couple years.
And Seattle, man, Russell Wilson has been improving and is looking mighty good and has been taking on a little bit more of the offense on himself. And he's looked good. Mm-hmm. He's been leading them well, and they haven't really skipped a beat.
Nah, they have, man. Russell Wilson has started to make a real name for himself mm-hmm. now. People watching him, and he's doing the damn thing.
Yeah, he's beasting.
That game against Washington.
He rushed for over 100 yards. Y'all are terrible. God, y'all are bad. Like, but, I mean, he just had good decision-making. I know Doug Baldwin came out after the game and said, you know, him having to rush for 100 yards, that shouldn't happen. And I'm like, yeah, I get it, but
yes,
at the same
time, Marshawn Lynch,
at the same time, but I'm like, you know, it's not like he rushed for 100 out of necessity. You know, he did it making the smart plays and using his legs to do smart things. So I can't knock him for it. You know,
he took advantage.
He did.
I'm giving that because it wasn't like he basically almost, you know, they want to say replace Colin Kaepernick as the most dangerous quarterback because he's basically like every time they gave it to him. He was like, oh, it's open, and I'll take it. I'm looking down. Is there anything? Nope. That's why he kept faking it to Marshawn Lynch. He's just like, they ain't blocking me. It's a hole every time. And he took advantage.
The only concern I have with Russell Wilson, and it's my only concern, I just don't want him to get run happy. That's my only concern. My only fear is that now that he's kind of running a little bit more, a lot of people are like, yeah, run, run, run.
I don't think he will.
I don't think he will, but my concern, my only concern, is that he'll get a little run happy. Besides that, I have no concerns for Russell Wilson. He's right now, he has to be in the conversation for MVP. as far as putting him number one, I can't. But he's got to be in the conversation. He has to.
No, he does.
You can't leave him out.
They've been winning, man.
Yep.
They've been winning.
He's been a big portion of why they've been winning.
Yeah, that defense didn't.
And then we have St. Louis.
I don't know what the hell they're going to do. They just.
They need a quarterback. Although honestly, if they had a quarterback, they'd be good.
No, honestly, Austin Davis has been playing kind of well.
He's been okay, but I mean, let's be honest. We all know Austin Davis is a backup for the long term. He's the type of guy that, you know, we all know that he's not going to be a huge long-term franchise quarterback. We know probably after this season, the Rams are going to look to, you know, get a franchise quarterback, move on from Sam Bradford. I mean, we all know this. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, you know, it's like when Matt Flynn started. I mean, is he serviceable? Yeah, but at the same time, you know we're going to replace him eventually.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. You know. No discredit to Austin Davis. You know, that's nothing against him, but that's just reality.
Yeah, man, he's been playing well.
I mean, he will earn himself a backup spot somewhere, or maybe somebody might look to him as kind of like a Brian Hoyer to maybe, you know, give him a chance.
Give him a shot. He's got the opening. Mm-hmm. If he takes it,
to play really well, though.
You know,
because he has to start winning.
Yeah, and their defense hasn't done them any favors either.
True.
All right, let's go over to the. AFC,
mm-hmm.
You know, I saw the with your division, man. Them Chargers looking nice, man.
They're looking really good. They're looking serious. Phillip Rivers got to be probably number one for MVP right now.
He's in the mix, man.
Because he's balling. He's been doing it well. Their running game really hasn't been all that great.
Just can't stay healthy.
Defensively, they've been okay, but I mean, it's been basically Phillip Rivers carrying that team. You know, doing what he does, looking like the elite Phillip Rivers we remember him used to being.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they 4-1. I mean, what can I say? They're top of the division right now.
No, they are. They've been playing well, man. Y'all just right there, 3-1, just because of that bye.
It's all good. I'm not even tripping. You know, the bye week came. It was probably good for us. Came at a great time. We had the opportunity to game plan and do what we needed to do against Arizona. And, you know, everybody came in. People came in that game. They were saying this is a big statement game for Arizona. Mm-hmm. I'm like, shit, this was a big statement game for us as well. Because, I mean, we play in the NFC West this season. Mm-hmm. So we got to show – we needed to show teams that we can be physical. And I think we did that. I mean, we kicked their ass. So, I mean, clearly we show we can put it down on teams from the NFC West if all cylinders are rolling. And let me just say for the record, Von Miller – he's starting to look like Von Miller again. And let me tell you something. When he becomes 100% Von Miller, it's going to be a scary sight to see him and DeMarcus Ware going at cats. We might get sacks like it's crazy. Pressure beyond pressure. I can't wait to play Colin. I can't wait, KJ, to play your 49ers, baby. I can't wait. Geno Smith is going to get a taste this weekend. Mm-hmm.
I mean, Kansas City been solid too.
Can't knock them.
Nah.
I mean, they're 2-3. You know, but they've had a rough little schedule so far.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I got to give it to Alex Smith. He did a pretty good job against his old team. You know, it was rough being up there in San Francisco, but he's done a good job. He's been Alex Smith.
Mm-hmm.
They've needed for another team for like the past 10 years. They have needed a go-to receiver and just ain't got one.
Dwayne Bowe just ain't done that dude.
They have not had a go-to receiver.
I know.
That's exactly my point. Kojak, help me out. When's the last time y'all had a dominant receiver? And Dante Hall was a kick returner. I don't count that. I mean, they need a go-to guy to take pressure off Jamal Charles. Jamal Charles can't take carry to touch the ball 1,000 times. I can't do everything. So they got to take pressure off the man.
No, they do.
Travis Kelce is good, yeah, tight end wise, but they need a wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan Baldwin, Dwayne Bowe.
They've been trying.
They've been trying and swinging for the fences, boy.
Maybe Andy Reid will find one.
Hopefully.
Right now, the Colts come off that big win.
Hold on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oakland Raiders, 0-4. I had to mention them at least. I mean, we all know that in the football realm of things, they're probably not relevant. Unfortunately, I'm sorry, Raider fans, But you're 0-4. What can I say?
I mean, yeah, fire the coach. You know, starting over that little ceremony where we burying the 0-4 season. And
they're talking about trying to get Mike Holmgren.
They can ask. He's not.
They're
going to
try John Gruden. And yeah, so.
He's not taking that.
Tony Sperano, good luck.
Yeah, really. Really, because they, God, they just forgot. Like, all right, you get your number one pick. And Derek Carr been okay. It's just, you know, he's a rookie. Yeah. Throwing him in the fire.
Exactly. And the Colts.
Colts, man. Coming out 4-2, doing the damn thing.
Told you. This is why I chose them to pick to win the division. I know they started off slow, but, you know, I expected them in all intents and purposes to end up winning this division in the end. I still expect that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Texans are giving them a run. I don't expect it to hold up, though. And then the rest of their division's ass, so.
No, that was a good. Hey, that was a great game.
That was a really good game.
That, but yeah, that was a really Houston's good game. Houston's trying. You know,
they're working hard.
J.J.
man.
Watt ass
MVP. He's up there too with MVP talk. Mm-hmm. He's balling. He's balling. He's a one man wrecking crew. And then you got Tennessee and Jacksonville.
Yeah, they just been. You know, like had a nice game with Cleveland, but that didn't work. Yeah, they're up in the air. Jacksonville.
Could thank be for the thank you, spot. Thank you for. Just, I guess I mean Broyles. I mean, I guess you tried sitting him, and I guess he just got to a point where you're like, all right, just, let's just go with him. He's the better option anyway, right. So we might as well just go with him.
Yeah, you tried to be fine. Good. Like, it ain't going to work.
Let's you know, just... they tried. I'll give them credit. They at least tried to hold him back, but yeah. And then we got the AFC North, probably one of the more competitive divisions.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, Cincinnati came out that rough loss, but...
I'm not going to just, again, discredit them just because they had that one. I mean, the Patriots bounced back. They were backed into a wall. Everybody discounted them, counted them out, talked about how washed up Tom Brady is. I mean,
yeah,
we showed you how washed up Tom Brady is. Like, yeah. I mean, he got time. He got time to throw. Mm-hmm. And we've said if you give Tom Brady time, he's going to pick you apart. Yeah. That's just what he did. They couldn't really get the pass rush on him. And, you know, once it got out of hand, I mean, that was it.
Yeah, you know, Revis shut down AJ Green. I mean, the defense had something to prove too. I mean, they came out all, you know, highly touted and, you know, thought they was going to be big shit and nothing happened. And, you know, like we said, every time they come off a loss, and especially like a big loss where everybody's like, hey, damn, New England lost. What happened? You start doubting them. They're like, okay. They come back and win the game, which is what they do.
And just for the record, I mean, Cincinnati's down a receiver, too. AJ Green's out for at least a game or two. Right. So,
dang.
Oh, man. The guys are getting hurt left and right. Jeez. So,
yeah, this fantasy season has been stressful.
For a lot of people,
like,
I'm
please
sure.
Please don't let it be somebody on my team.
And then you got the Ravens. Mm-hmm. Steve Smith. What a hell of an addition in the offseason. I mean, my goodness.
Dude, he has come up taking that number one spot. And
yeah, Torrey Smith, you're in the back burner now, dude. Yeah. What happened? Torrey who?
Yeah, Torrey needs to disappear. Now, even though they lost Dennis Pitta for can't stay healthy. But they still been doing it. You know, have a three running back rotation now. You know, moving past the Ray Rice stuff. You know, this is the season. You got to play.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, Justin Forsett looks like he's taking on that
lead role. They got Tegelafario, I think is what his name. You know, big boy.
Bernard Pierce.
Bernard Pierce is somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Whenever he gets touches.
They've been solid.
Mm-hmm.
Pittsburgh is 3-2.
Surprisingly.
Yeah.
I thought they were worse than that. Yeah. So, I mean, they haven't looked all that great. But you got to give credit to Mike Tomlin. They're 3-2.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they still in the mix. They ain't out of it. So, I see them picking it up, though. They seem to be a team that they play a lot better second half of the season once it gets cold and all that other stuff. When you really got to run the ball and tote the rock, that's when they seem to be at their best. So I'm not going to discount them either. And the Cleveland Browns, man. Brian Hoyer. Yeah, Johnny who?
Yeah, Brian Hoyer. Yeah,
sit your butt down and learn.
Yeah, they've been 2-2. Ben Tate came back with a fierceness. I'm
telling you, man. This is why I was like, you can't discredit Brian Hoyer, man. He wasn't a bad quarterback. He really wasn't. So unless they just start going on a downward spiral, Johnny Football ain't showing up this season. I'm sorry.
No, he's
especially if they're in playoff contention. No,
as of right now, things are going all right.
Leave it alone.
He's not really blowing games. It's just No, y'all got to stop. I mean, yeah. He didn't give up all them damn points to Tennessee.
Exactly. The only thing I will say about Brian Hoyer and them, they have to start starting off a little bit faster.
Yeah, they do. Because
they seem to be catching up at the end and pulling it out at the very end. But they have to start off a little bit hotter. So, but they're in it. They're a competitive bunch.
No, they are.
Give them that. And the EFC East. Who's number one? It ain't New England. No. Oh, the Buffalo Bills. Kyle Orton.
Came out, yep. Kyle Orton did that.
Came out of retirement, was like, boom, boom, I'm here.
I'm going to think like, hey, we'll get you to start soon. Old enough, EJ Manuel seems to basically have lost the spot.
He lost. He's done in Buffalo.
No, it only works as if Kyle Orton just starts nutting up and they want to go back to him. But if something's got to happen miraculously for him to get his job back and
exactly.
be that guy. Because they already seem like, well.
Plus, they have a solid defense. All they really needed was just a quarterback to get the ball to guys. Mm-hmm. So, Kyle Orton can do that.
Yeah. We talked about New England. You know, nice bounce back. I mean, I don't think they're dead.
They weren't just falling off the map. They're just not the juggernaut. I'm just saying they're not the juggernaut they used to be.
No.
But they're still a good team.
And their division is, you know, they're tied for first.
Yeah.
You know, they're still in it.
And then you got the Dolphins.
Miami just...
struggling. There. Again, this might be Ryan Tannehill, man. I don't know. It's why I say you sit a dude. Like, let's just put him out. All right, he's whack. All right, let's just move on. Like, God, Jesus Christ.
You got to get a dude some time.
Let dudes learn. Let dudes sit back and learn. Golly. So, I mean, everybody is not Andrew Luck. Can't just come in and just produce and we go into the playoffs. Right? I mean, he's one in a generation type quarterback. Come on now. Ryan Tannehill, he's a converted wide receiver. I mean, come on. He's still, honestly, probably still learning the quarterback position to an extent. So, yeah, give him some time. But they're 2-2. They're not out of it completely. But, they haven't looked all that great.
No, they haven't.
And then, last but not least, you got the terrible-ass New York Jets. I honestly think they may be worse than the Raiders. They have a win, but they're terrible. Geno Smith is horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible. Michael Vick wasn't prepared. I can't believe he even admitted that. He wasn't prepared against San Diego. Okay. I'm kind of baffled. I'm like, you're behind a quarterback who sucks, and you're not prepared?
Yeah, that didn't make any sense.
You're an idiot then. So they're garbage. They have no offense, really. Tight end-wise, they ain't got one. Jeff Cumberland don't count.
No.
Wide receiver-wise, I said Eric Decker won a number one. He has been showing he's not a number one. There are other receivers. Jeremy Curley, whatever. Running back-wise, just... Chris Johnson don't even need to be there. Just give Chris Ivory the ball. Honestly, I don't even know why splitting carries. Like, see, this is why they shouldn't have gotten Chris Johnson, because he ain't going to get the ball. He's going to bitch and moan. And now you got to give him the ball to keep him happy. Just give Chris Ivory the freaking ball. We know he's the better running back. And then defensively, they've been suspect. They've been terrible. Their defensive backfield sucks. So, Broncos, 45, nothing. They're just going to shellack them. Peyton may break Brett Favre's record in that game.
They might, because I think they play, New England after this and that week after?
No, I can't. This is practice.
Yeah, I mean, this
is a warm-up game for us. Let's go.
I mean, let's get into it, because we're going to get into this week five anyway. But let's just lead off with these fools. I mean, Geno Smith, coming off, missing that Saturday practice,
going to see Gone Girl. Gone Girl? You couldn't even pick a good movie to go see? I'm sorry. I mean, I'm just saying, you couldn't pick like a really good movie to go see?
Gone Girl is supposed to be a good movie.
Yeah, you... Okay.
I'm going to go see Gone Girl.
Gone Girl. I'm just like, you missed a team meeting to go see Gone Girl.
You missed a team meeting, period.
Thank you.
What's your problem?
You the quarterback. Geno is whatever. And isn't this the same Geno Smith who said, and I quote, be a top five quarterback? Didn't I say, Geno, you need to at least try to get in the top 20? You ain't even there yet. Come on, Geno. Get with the program. I mean, technically, your backup is better than you. That's just being honest. So, I mean, they're just in shambles right now. Rex Ryan has basically admitted he's playing for his job. he knows he's probably going to get fired at the end of the season. He's going to be a defensive coordinator somewhere. We all know this. And, you know, Idzik, the GM, I guess is finally going to get a chance to pick his guy, since he actually really hasn't gotten to pick his guy as head coach. He got to take some flack for picking Geno Smith. I mean, you picked him.
Mm-hmm. He did pick him.
I mean, that's your fault. He did pick Sheldon Richardson, which was a nice pick for the defense. But, like, D. Milliner has been whack. I mean, he has not done a good job. I mean, Eric Decker's been terrible as your number one go-to receiver. You did not address the tight end position at all. They're just in shambles right now. And, like I said, I don't even need to say much about my squad. I'll let the nation just watch what happens and watch what they do to New York, because it's going to be ugly. It's going to be terrible. They're going to be chanting for Vic. He's going to come in and get blasted. It's just, it doesn't even matter. Denver's
Michael Vick ass. That
Peyton Manning, break Brett Favre's record, please, so we can just get it over with. Please.
Dude, they just been killing, man. He just put up like, oh, Demaryius Thomas back.
I mean, I wasn't worried about D. Thomas. No, I'm like, he's an elite receiver. You added. So, I mean, clearly he's going to get the brunt of the double teams, which leaves Emmanuel Sanders wide open, which is why he's been balling out of control, because he's been open. He's been single covered. Dudes can't cover him. Peyton Manning finds him. He's just been balling. So now it was like, oh, we need to give more attention to Emmanuel Sanders. And what happens? Demaryius Thomas goes off. This is why you kind of got to pick your poison with Denver, because they can kill you with 55, 6 different people. You know, unfortunately, Monty Ball got hurt.
That was bad.
I mean, I got to even admit right now, Monty Ball is suspect. I mean, he's getting on that status where I'm like, you replaceable.
Yeah.
You are replaceable. So I'm like, Ronnie Hillman, this is your chance. They picked him in the draft before they picked Monty Ball. You know, he hasn't really panned out as that, you know, that guy. He was really, but he's a small guy, so he's more kind of a Darren Sproles type dude. But in an offense with Peyton, he should be able to shine. So, I mean, we saw a little bit against Arizona. He was able to run a little bit, picked up 60 yards or so off about 15 carries or so. So he's shown he can run a little bit more. The key is he got to hold on to the ball. That's the whole reason he didn't get time last year, because he kept fumbling the damn ball away. So if he can hold on to the ball, he could possibly take Monty Ball's spot. I'm just saying. So,
yeah, no, he could. But, that's going to be an ass whooping
for the ages. Now we'll be watching.
You know, you got the Patriots at the Bills.
You know, that's going to be a good game, because now I'm like, look, Kyle Lorton, yes, he ain't great, but he can do enough. He can manage the game well and do enough to keep your team afloat. Their defense is the key for this game. They're going to have to, you know, do their due diligence and do what they've been doing, because their defense has been really good. Just offensively, they just haven't been great. So if their defense can step up to the play, I will not be shocked if Buffalo wins. It would not surprise me at all. But for New England's sake, I mean, Tom Brady had a good game. I mean, the offensive line is going to be key, because you're going up against a defensive line for the Bills that is absolutely ferocious. And many could argue is the best defensive line in all of football. You got Mario Williams, you got Marcel Darius, you got Kyle Williams. They got a super, super loaded front line. So if Tom Brady's under duress all day, we might see that Tom Brady from that shellacking they took against Kansas City. I'm just honestly. Seriously. So
you got Panthers going to Cincinnati. You know, that's two teams fighting for the spots. Be a big win for the Panthers.
Be a huge win for the Panthers. I mean, this is Andy Dalton's gonna have to show himself in this game, because now you ain't got AJ Green. What you gonna do?
Yeah.
You do not have your go to dude who's making all the acrobatic catches. Now you got to play quarterback and win us the game. So Mohamed Sanu, these other dudes are gonna have to step up. Giovanni Bernard, they're probably gonna run the hell out of the ball.
Yeah, they're at home. They got embarrassed. Questions abound. You know, is this what the hell, Andy Dalton? What you doing? You know, they got to figure that out. You know, they did not want to lose two in a row.
And then Cam Newton, I mean, you got to carry the load, dude. Mm-hmm. I mean, you were the number one pick. You the franchise dude. you got to carry the load.
Yeah. He's been playing well.
He has. He has. You know, I mean, he's still bad. You can clearly see he's not 100%.
No, they don't really run him at all.
They trying to, and that, honestly, it's smart. Right. Keep his butt in the pocket. But I think that's going to help him in the long term. The fact that he can't run and they're constricting him is going, it's forcing him to sit in the pocket and throw the ball.
Yeah.
This his injury might have been a blessing in disguise. Forcing him to sit in the pocket, throw the ball, he's becoming a better quarterback overall. And now he can pick and choose when he can run. He doesn't have to necessarily run all the time. He can just sit back and fling the ball. So, I mean, Kelvin Benjamin's done a pretty decent job as a rookie, as a receiver. You know, of course, he's had his share of drops and mental mistakes, but that's to be, you know, to be expected with a rookie.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Greg Olsen, beast.
Greg Olsen, beast. Solid.
Beast. I mean, he's making his name again, like, oops, y'all forgot about me? I'm like, I'm sorry, I did forget about you. I forgot he was on that team for a second. I'm like,
drafted on my squad. He's always...
He's always consistent. Yep. I mean, I'm like, Chicago, I know y'all got Martellus Bennett, but y'all should have never let him go.
Hell no, I should have never let his ass go.
So, but I mean, hey, I see Cincinnati winning this one, though. I see them pulling it out.
Yeah, I would lean to Cincinnati on this one. I think it's going to be a close one. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be that one. I'm at the Lions and Vikings. All right, get into the Vikings. What's your take on some talked about with the Bills carrying off Jim Schwartz.
I mean,
was that kind of
it? I mean, a lot
it
of
seemed like it seemed a little much.
It seemed like a little much. I mean, I'm sure Jim Schwartz was, you know, giving it to his defense. Like, look, this is my former team. Blah 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 blah. I'm sure he said what he had to say about him, and. I mean, it was a close game.
They wanted to win it for him.
They wanted to win the game for him. They ended up winning it. So, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, I was. I mean, I don't. It was just shocking because you figured, like, that happens, like, in high school sports. You, like, wait, what just happened? Did you?
You won the championship.
Yeah, it was like, oh, this is week four? Yeah. I'm thinking it's like, oh, shit, we going to the playoffs or some, you know, meaningful thing. Okay. Like, all right.
Moral but, victories.
Yeah, but that was a good win. Like, okay, you just rub it in Detroit's face. Yeah. Hey, win, Detroit. You was up.
And Detroit, and this is why I'm not sold on Detroit, because they just too damn inconsistent. I don't know. And I don't know if they'll beat Minnesota.
I don't know, man. Bridgewater's come back. You know, they got something to prove as well. Yeah, I don't.
And Detroit Matt can still win. Too inconsistent, yeah, man.
They can win. This game with the defense without Calvin Johnson,
they can win. Yeah. I mean, Golden Tate has shown he can ball, he can beast. So, but now you need another weapon opposite Golden Tate now.
Mm-hmm. So,
and again, it just keeps going.
Yeah, I wouldn't be. The Lions could lose this game. Just mm-hmm. like damn, I see the Lions winning, but you know they lose this. You're like, well, y'all ain't winning a damn division. Bears at the Falcons. I like this one. Mm-hmm. This should be a first team to 40 wins. You know, because Atlanta's defense ain't that great.
And the Bears ain't that great either.
No, but you figure, oh, Falcons are at home. I guess that means they may win. I mean, that's lean. I think if this was in Chicago, I'd be like, oh.
And then Jay Cutler, he just has to make sure he doesn't throw it to Atlanta.
Yes.
Make sure he throws it to the Bears.
Forte has been solid all this season.
He's been great.
You know, and this, you know, you need to give him a lot.
Yeah.
You need to give him about 25,
feed
30.
Feed him the rock.
You know, against his defense. Mm-hmm. Open it up. You know, Brandon Marshall has been kind of quiet the last couple weeks.
I expect him to make some noise in this game.
Alshon Jeffery has definitely stepped up and made some plays.
He's
I'm actually looking at the Bears might win. Well, the Bears to win.
I'm actually liking the Falcons in this
Okay, because the Falcons, you know, I want to give it to them because they're at home. I feel like, well, they're at home. They should win this game. This is a coin flip to me for this game. But I'm watching it, though. It should be exciting. Yeah,
without question.
Cowboys at the Seahawks.
Well,
here we go.
This is going to show me what the Cowboys are made of. Just like, I mean, hey, we say there are no moral victories. I mean, hey, if the Cowboys can go toe-to-toe, if they have a game similar to like Denver did, where they go to OT and Seattle might just pulls it out in overtime, I will have mad respect for the Cowboys. But if they get shellacked I'm just going to be like, oh, it's the same old Cowboys. I mean,
you feel like that's what's going to happen partially. You're like, this game, I can see the Eagles at home. I mean, look, they're at home.
Destroying
them. And you know what? You know, Green Bay played Seattle at home in Seattle and got their ass kicked. Mm-hmm. So you can't be like, oh, that must mean they suck. I'm like, well, he did that to Aaron Rodgers.
But I'm just
y'all
like,
think Aaron Rodgers is gold.
I'm one of those not sold on the Cowboys anyway. I think this is a facade. I don't think these are the real Cowboys. Honestly, I don't.
Are the real? Yeah.
I don't. I mean, I'm they're running it now and all that stuff, but I'm like, when Seattle shuts down DeMarco Murray and Tony Romo got to fling it, we shall see.
This is
Tony Romo going to throw it 50 times, and then they're going to lose.
This would come off as my one or two predicted four interception games for Tony Romo. I don't think it'll be that way. Now, I don't know if they'll keep it as close as Denver, though. They should be about 10 and under.
I hope. If they get shellacked by 20-plus, I'm going to
clearly, you're not – DeMarco Murray, his streak is probably going to end. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a great streak. Five straight games over 100-something yards. That's awesome.
Against Seattle, but it's hard as hell.
You know.
But you can do it.
This would be – a win here would do wonders.
Oh, if they win at Seattle,
I mean,
people will be picking the Cowboys to go to the Super Bowl.
Some people will still be like, oh, they just, you know, if they won that game, you can't be like, well, it's the Cowboys. So I'm like, yeah, but none of the other teams.
If the Cowboys win this game and they beat Seattle at Seattle, I might pick them to win their division. Mm-hmm. I might be like, they might win their division after all. And I'll give it to them. Yeah. But if they get demolished by 20-30, Cowboys, I'm picking y'all last.
this is a game where
it can go either Eagles, way. It can go either way. Mm-hmm.
You know, Seahawks played well, but they kept it. Washington was keeping it close. Kirk Cousins wasn't terrible.
No,
in that game, and Seattle's D. Of course, they already got something to prove. It's like Tony Romo coming in there. Let's shut them down.
Yep.
So we'll see. That's exciting too. And then the Sunday night, I watched the video. Eli, I'm scared. We coming for you, Eli.
I'm like, oh my God.
Man. Talk about two teams who hate each other.
Seriously.
Giants going to Philadelphia.
Them fans finna give it to Eli. They finna give it to him. But
they already been talking mess.
This is a big game for Eli. This is a big game for Eli and the Giants. They gotta pull this one out. If they can pull this, if they beat the Eagles. Eagles getting crapped on.
Especially if we feel like, all right, Cowboys is going to lose the night,
This is your chance to take a strong jump and, potentially that position.
If you lose, it's going to be like, oh shit, it's a 3-team race.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, Giants going to start having some nice momentum. Going the opposite direction. The Eagles kind of falling apart after that starting 3-0.
They can't run. LeSean McCoy, where are you at, dude? Because Jesus Christ, he's been AWOL for a while. These past few weeks, I'm like, I can blame the O-line, but Jesus, dude, like you just ain't getting it done.
No, they're not. And we got the Monday night game, 49ers going to St. Louis.
Let me tell you something. This is an interesting game because if the 49ers can't beat the Rams, they will have just proven my point of why I'm not sold on Colin Kaepernick. We all know the Rams tend to give them fits.
Yeah.
So, again, it wouldn't shock me if the Rams were able to pull that upset and beat them on Monday Night Football. If the Rams beat them on Monday Night Football, Colin Kaepernick, I don't know what to tell you. You even worse than I thought. You better not lose to no Austin Davis.
Nah, they should, But, when it comes to these division games, it gets tight.
Yeah.
St. Louis defense may step up playing at home on Monday night.
Yeah.
Austin Davis has proven himself.
Yeah.
What's my man named? Chris Quick?
Mm-hmm. Brian Quick.
Yeah, Brian Quick.
Appalachian State.
He been money for fantasy dudes.
About time.
He's getting the targets.
It's about time.
Oh, did you have him for a while?
No, he's but the Rams picked him like 2 years ago. He was supposed to do this years ago. Yeah. It's like, God, thank you, finally.
You know, like you said, most guys, it takes time.
It takes time. But he's finally put it all together.
Yeah, and ain't like their quarterback situation been straight.
True,
but
true.
He found a quarterback who he gel with. Maybe they just been practicing together. And bam.
Yeah.
And a couple of new things before we go to break with the NFL. You know, first off, I was pulling for Adrian Peterson, but you stupid.
As hell.
You dumb.
I said it with Josh Gordon. Like, no, what?
He admits to smoking weed, violated his terms of his bond, and now he's got an arrest warrant out for him.
First of all, why did you admit to it? That was my question. I'm like, did they drug test you or something? Because I'm like, why did you?
I think they were going to. At some point, he was just like, I
smoked a little bud.
I smoked some bud. I just let you know before you find it. Like, why? You know what? You could probably get more away with it when you're playing. Because, you know, now that they've changed, you know, they basically said it's okay. You know, well,
because
but nigga, you ain't playing.
Because you have people. And I understand people. Some people might be like, well, he might be depressed or upset because of the situation. I know, like, I get it. And I can understand that. But at the same time, you will not have people whose perception could be, were you high when you struck your son? Like,
it's kind of a question. My whole thing is,
I'm just saying, I'm like, you know,
I'm looking at it like, nigga, you on bond. You out on bond. You're not. You weren't just playing last week. This is not.
You can't just do anything.
Like, you just fucked your situation up even further. Like, don't do nothing, bruh.
This is why I said we could possibly have seen the last of Adrian Peterson.
You getting paid? You still getting a check, man? Everybody looking at your ass. I ain't doing shit. You'd be like, nah, I don't. I'm good. I need to
sit my ass at home.
I can't do none of that.
Nothing. Sit my butt at home and just do nothing. Yeah. Nothing at all. Then it come out, you heard about it, like his charity and how he was, I guess, embezzling money for the charity.
I didn't hear that.
It's just a whole lot of crap coming out about him, and I'm just like, dude.
This is what happens.
When you get in trouble, people start digging for more shit, and then they start finding more shit.
Like, damn. Like, once you seem like you ain't listening, you're like, oh, here we go.
Yep.
And this was weird.
This was stupid.
You know, it came out that you can't wear no more Beats by Dre headphones.
Because they have a deal with Game Boss. Day. Is it Boss? Bose? So what? So now you can I can't rock headphones. I can't wear my own headphones. F y'all. Like, I'm sorry. Are you serious? Like, this is one time I will defend Colin Kaepernick. I can't wear my own damn headphones?
Yeah, he is.
Y'all know I have a contract with Beats by Dre, right? Y'all know I did advertisements with them, right? That's independent. That has nothing to do with y'all.
Well,
I mean, you know, I mean, at what point? So my job,
because you say, like, you know, they got a deal. Who's their shoe deal with? They got a Nike deal with it. So, you know, I get on the field paraphernalia. They're like,
exactly.
You can't wear Reebok because we
the headphones are mine. This has nothing to do with football.
Now we'll say this: Bose was never big on the logo thing anyway, so you see them, you see it on them. I think it's like Motorola was having it, whatever, but all of a sudden the Beats driver, you know, what I'm waiting to see is a dude put duct tape on it, like a video. How you be putting duct tape over your hat so you can't see the logo, so you don't have to pay, you just like put them one on the other.
Yep.
And you be like, what? I'm not
representing anybody.
No, I don't have a,
you don't know what it is. It could be Bose. I'm just not going to tell you.
I'm waiting for somebody to do that.
I'm so
I was like, what? And it's like, okay, I understand. They got a deal. I know on certain thing, but I'm like,
on headphones?
You didn't care until basically that became like a recognizable symbol.
Exactly.
And that Bose is like, hey. You know, they're an actual competitor now. No.
Yeah.
We don't. Because, I mean, you see you guys walking in, you know, before the game and all that. So you can't wear it on Sundays. All right, can I get some free Bose headphones?
Thank you. Y'all got to supply them then. I'm not buying anything.
Right. You know, you got a deal. Can I get a discount then? They're like $300. Can I get it for like $100? Yeah, I got money, but so
y'all
damn.
Give them to me for free.
So what?
Y'all want me to rock them? Y'all give them to me.
And we had this former Bears GM who I guess is now backtracking, trying to clarify what he said, but basically he said at this point, a former GM of the Bears that he would not report domestic violence cases to the league so players wouldn't get suspended. He tried to clarify and say he was talking about all types of things, and he just mentioned domestic violence. You know, I'm not
going to front. Looking back and just kind of thinking about it, you know, growing up, you heard about the stuff, but it kind of came and went to an extent. Like, it was like a guy be charged with, or, you know, domestic violence. Similar to almost like how Brandon Marshall was when he was back with Denver and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, it happened, but it wasn't major news. And I don't know if that's due to the social media aspect now or what changed that. But, like, I get it. I mean, I understand and, you know, I appreciate your honesty, but it wasn't right.
All right. It was still like,
it's not right.
Yeah, you still admitting that.
You were wrong. You know,
basically with this and other stuff, you let guys slide to make sure they play. I'm like, and Mike would be like, thanks for telling me, but no shit. I'm like, you're a fucking business. I'm like, yes, this happens. Yes, I know you guys give
things slide.
You use drugs to make sure these guys stay on the field. These guys have a mentality of not wanting to get off the field even if they hurt. You know, yes, it's a product. You know, and if you're losing, you're going to lose money, and yep. We don't want that. So I'm not surprised.
Exactly.
You know, came out, all right, cool, and I guess the NFL seems like it's trying to make some steps to not have that happen anymore. But, you know, guys will try to skirt the rules in order to, you know, to keep that product going.
Oh, without question.
You know, to make that labor go out there and work. And, hey, guys just love playing, and they don't want to do whatever it takes to play. They'll even like, okay, you want to lie for me? All right, cool. That's fine because I want to keep playing too because I can get cut at any given moment, and there goes my money.
Exactly.
But it's going to be an interesting week in the NFL. A lot of nice games. You know, we're a quarter of the way in. It's getting interesting.
Yes, sir.
We'll see how it do. All right, y'all, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with some NBA talk.
Show.
Get into our previews.
Yes, sir.
Y'all listen to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
I'm serious. 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 I'm serious.
We excel spreadsheets on bets of beats made by this West Side story played by these OGs. Now your Actors Guild should yield check, stay tuned. The P shows a wrecking ball, your club stays room. I reckon our tunes rock any saloons to doom. Make the room bloom like a Calla Lily tomb. This Equinox rocks the dark side of the moon. From here to June, lunar eclipse and mushroom. Cloud the underground loud like thunder sound. The coming electrics looking to find ground. A wrong song to make the breakers all trip. Off and on like trip. We never follow Apollo talent. It's like a magic trick. I got the gallon spit and I'm the beat. Told me in double, tell them they're weak, and then we split. Oh, we boss up. Hold them like a masonry bit. It's a hold up. Schooly D, and then they flee like the red hot chili. Not really, we hot step.
Oh, is that you on the drum?
Nah, man, that's Baby Pepper. But we spotted like leopards. Them dudes are from the records like Mutt and Jeff. But we buffing death to death. So play the left, young lady, like Sadie Hawkins. And then you step.
I'm serious. I'm serious. I'm tomorrow. I'm serious. I'm serious.
Ready for the aftershock in the 9, pointing on your rig to California's top notch, earth shake for Rilla. Heat seeking rhyme patterns, the matter I get, calls for a matter to rip. I write rhymes at the speed of a crit, trying to dip, make a man skip his dinner and sleep. Checking my rap of the week, see I'm the difference between a victory and a loss, and I'm the reason why your whack 12 inch gets tossed. They call me Big Boss Man. I'm running the streets in a marathon of funk, leaving the cloud of skunk. You out of town as the sun, quick man, didn't see the quicksand. Cover up by the pro flow, man. Faster, I get faster than the NASCAR. Down to the last ball, I outlast y'all. Going and going and going down to the last syllable. Until they say I feel it, bro. Yeah, he really killed it, yo. Do it without a video. So picture me smacking your favorite rapper at a theater near you. A pure disaster.
And I never have said I'm serious.
Welcome back, y'all, to the Brothers Lame Sports Happy Hour. Let us know your thoughts on the NFL season going into week six. What y'all think? How you think your team's going to do? Hit us up. Let us know. TheBrothersLayman@gmail.com. On Twitter, @BrothersLayman. On the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, definitely want to thank y'all for continuing to tune in. And remember, any questions, hit us up. We'll definitely get back at you.
All right. So let's get into, part two of our NBA preview by division.
Oop.
Last week, we did the Atlantic and the Southwest division. Now, before we get into that, let's see. I actually have an email we got to read that's related to this.
The Northwest.
Yes, the Northwest. You know, but before we get into that, I got an email about some NBA talk from our boy Spirit over at the Hoopla Show.
Going on, sir.
What up, brothers? Finally, the basketball season is around the corner, and man, I cannot wait. I couldn't hit y'all up over the past few weeks because, despite my efforts, I just cannot get into football. Every NBA offseason feels like a million years to me. Glad y'all started speaking my language again. No doubt.
That's what's up.
Chris, I absolutely disagree with you about DeRozan being overrated to the point where I was yelling at you through my phone. I thought, oh, damn, he can't hear me. DeRozan is the truth of what he does, and what he does is score. That's it. He doesn't do anything but score and can score in bunches. I would give my left sack to get him on my Thunder squad as the third scorer, or even coming off the bench like Harden did. Jonathan, I'm surprised you think that Philly will manage to improve after a 19-win season, while you think Boston will be in the bottom of the Atlantic, with neither team really making any significant moves. Embiid will not be a difference maker. Smart will not permanently start for Boston as long as Rondo is still signed there. I agree with Chris, 5-1 in that division. That means from our rankings, from 5-1. Jonathan, on the other hand, you made a good point saying that no one has run the triangle without Tex Winters. While that's true, I think Phil Jackson has been doing it long enough where he has pretty much mastered it. You're talking about around 20 years and 11 rings off this offense, and Phil Jackson is pretty smart. I trust that he'd pick it up quite nicely. With that being said, PJ ain't coaching. I agree that I don't like Fisher being the first-year head coach of that team. PJ was a master at dealing with difficult players. That's something I don't see Fisher doing. His assistant coaches, most of them have more head coaching experience than he does. Mm-hmm. He should have been picked up as an assistant under one of them. Phil has stated that the Knicks will make the playoffs. I want some of whatever he's smoking. Chris, believe it or not, I'm perfectly okay with Westbrook sometimes taking more shots than KD. That may be more Jonathan on that.
Yeah, that's probably for me.
But, I've done the same way. While KD is clearly the leader of the team and is quite capable of holding the team down, even with Westbrook out as he's shown, KD taking the brunt of the lows also, A, contributed to KD getting exhausted, in my opinion, even before the World Games, B, throws the team off when Westbrook gets shot-happy because they're not used to it, and C, makes it easier to beat us when teams decide to focus their D on KD and try to shut him down. And Scott Brooks is the weakest link. Goodbye. Y'all don't hear me. Scott Brooks has got to go. He sucks at rotation and utilizing his players, and he is horrible at making adjustments.
Now, that I do agree. I said he got to go deep into that bench. I agree with you there.
The offense is give the ball to KD or Westbrook and get the hell out the way. Hell, I can do that. Yeah?
True that.
Sorry this is so long, guys. I miss basketball. I'm counting down to the beginning of the season. I appreciate you guys' knowledge of sports. Well, I don't have much to chime in during the football episodes. I still listen to your show because I learn things. Keep it up, guys. Peace. Spirit, Hoopla, the Red Rock Podcast Network. P.S. LOL at Jonathan's outro every week. Tell your mamas, uncles, girlfriends, pigeons, goldfish, emus, dinosaur bones, anteaters, etc.
There you go.
Just so you know, I tried to tell my daughter's dog about y'all's show, and it didn't work, my man. It didn't work.
Well, that's all right. Sometimes it takes a few times for the dogs to get it. You know what I'm saying? I got a dog of my own, and it took them a while to learn to sit and stay and all that stuff. So keep at it, man. I guarantee you eventually they will start listening. No, but thanks for the email, yeah, Spirit. Definitely appreciate it. I know we've had quite a few people who I know are kind of like, need basketball, F the football. So I'm sure hopefully, you know, more listeners will start tuning in once we get into the basketball talk. And you know, it's here to stay. It has started, and it will be here.
Oh, yeah, trust. You know, once the season was getting underway, we were going to jump off on it.
That's it.
I'm ready. So to answer some of his questions, I'm cool with Westbrook sometimes taking more of the shots.
If he's an off guard, you can't be a point guard. Yeah. Once you put the point, you got to start distributing. Yeah. You got to start running the offense. Take away that point, you can do whatever the hell you want. Yeah. I don't care.
I'm okay with it. But trust, you'll see during the season, every time he takes more shots than Kevin Durant and they lose,
Johnson's going to bring it up.
Johnson will be like, oh, and you knew he asked. But yeah, Scott Brooks, yeah. I mean, that's what happens with great play. I mean, that's the same thing with Mike Brown. It was just like, here's LeBron.
Here, LeBron, do whatever you want. You got to have faith in your young cats. He should have played Jeremy Lamb. Use the first round pick on Perry Jones. You should be using Perry Jones. You got to use some of these dudes.
He took this team and really developed them, which is why they kind of trust him and they've kept him, which is great. I mean, you've done it with, you know, Kevin Durant, with Westbrook, with Harden, with Ibaka, which is cool. But, you know, now that you have these other guys, you need to keep that development going. If you're just going to rely on these two, you done. You ain't never going to win. You know, I do think it's going to be us and them again. You know, they are the threat for us not getting back to back-to-back championships out the West.
And in response to your question about Philly and Boston, I feel like Philly will finish ahead of Boston only because Philly has bought into rebuilding. Boston hasn't bought into rebuilding, as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. Philly has fully gone in like, we rebuilding. Let's just stack some talent, young guys, let them play. And I think those guys are going to play hard, whereas you got Boston where you have some talent, but you don't really have enough to be a great team. And honestly, they should be rebuilding. They should get rid of Rondo, trade him, get some value for him, get some pieces for him, and move on. But they haven't done that yet.
No, so, he's talking about he want to stay. I'm like,
saying
that.
They just ain't got enough. They ain't got enough.
No. And then let's see. With the triangle, it's because it's not Phil Jackson there.
Because it's not Phil coaching. Yeah. It's Derek Fisher coaching. I mean, Phil can say whatever he wants, but unless Phil is on that bench drawing up plays and all this, I mean.
Yeah, because what? Didn't Kurt Rambis try it with the Lakers and I think in Minnesota? It didn't work.
Didn't Brian Shaw try it with Denver? You know, I'm like, yeah.
And you have to remember, just like with the Spurs, how normally once you come with the Spurs, it's going to take you a year to really learn the offense and all that. And usually the second year you improve. I hope that with Bellinelli. Same thing with the triangle. Everybody knew when you got there with the triangle, it wasn't an easy thing to pick up. And everybody can say, oh, it's easy. I'm like, when he was running in Chicago, people was having trouble.
Exactly.
If it was so easy,
everybody'd be running it.
You know, he'd have.
There's a reason a lot of teams choose not to run the damn triangle.
How come they're having the people that?
And you need a certain personnel for it.
Yeah, and if it was that great, he'd have guys who were his assistant coaches being successful because they're running the offense.
I agree with you. I want some of what he's smoking because as far as playoffs, I ain't worried about it.
Yeah. I think they can get in, but they're going to have to do some thing. Mm-hmm. And with DeRozan.
I like DeRozan. Yeah.
No, I think
a lot of people overlook the kid.
I want to see him. I mean, didn't he make the All-Star team last year?
Yeah.
He's starting to grow. He can't just score for me. He's hit that wall where, okay, we know you can put up points.
You got
to
do
it. Now what? All the great scores go through it. I mean, we won't claim that with Kobe Bryant, but at some point it's like, you know, what can you do for your teammates? We know you can get your shot off. Can you help somebody else get their shot off?
Yeah.
You know, we need a stop. Can you get a stop? Can you rebound? Can you, you know, do that timely stuff?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to see him grow. I like him, too. I do think he's got some skills. I like the fact that he can put up buckets. You know, he is going to have to do that more because sometimes he does get cold at the wrong opportunities. And just, you know, develop his offensive game more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I like what I'm seeing for them. I think they're going to do some real things. So,
definitely.
Yes, thanks to all our spirit.
Thank you, sir.
You know, appreciate everybody who's chimed in with us. Y'all know how to email us.
Exactly.
Get at us, man.
Hit us up.
All right, so let's start with, in the East is always at first, we're starting with the Southeast Division.
Okay. A little bit more competitive than the last one.
Oh, yeah, a little more competitive. You know, you had your four-time champions. LeBron led Miami Heat that won that division.
Mm-hmm.
You know, got their ass whooped in the finals. Yes, you know I was going to say that.
Yep.
And second was Washington, surprisingly, came out as a fifth seed, you know, beat Chicago and just you know, they got some nice pieces, little young pieces
they
there.
Got a lot of talent.
You know, Charlotte made the playoffs.
Told ya.
Al Jefferson was a great pickup.
Called it. It
was basically the signing of that season.
Called it.
It was worth the money. You know, maybe now I know they kind of got, you know, he got hurt in the playoffs against Miami. It was just like, well.
That was it.
Yeah, that was all.
That was all she wrote.
Atlanta snuck in. Also got the AC. You know, they scrappy. Never really exciting, but scrappy. And then you had Orlando with 23 wins and still trying to put some things together, trying to figure it out. So, we'll start off with the top and work our way down.
All right.
So, the Miami Heat, after that ass whooping, you know, LeBron James was like,
oh, man.
I'm going home.
I guess he got beat so bad he wanted to leave. Yep. So.
Oh, you know what? This team, and everybody talking, this team really ain't that good. What they going to do? Is he going to opt out? Yes. Is Dwayne Wade and Bosh going to opt out? Yeah.
And I mean, so
Dwayne Wade wasn't going nowhere.
No, he wasn't leaving.
Yeah, you know, LeBron had offers and he decided to go home. Chris Bosh almost went to Houston.
Almost.
You know, however.
Then they came in at the last second was like, oh, we'll give you way more money. All right. Sold.
You know, so they, you know, they kept him, you know.
D-Wade probably still bitter though about opting out of that damn contract.
Yeah.
Fool, you made me leave money on the table.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna forget that, Nick. I ain't gonna forget it.
Let's get them three out the way now, because it's with this stupid crap. You know, we know LeBron came out, had his little feelings hurt.
Yeah, baby.
You know, like, I didn't know how they was going to feel about me. I'm like, dude, you know what? Now, I will say this. I don't like the fact, and I asked Storm, shout out to Storm from Hoopla. This is her team. I'm like, what is this about with, well, last year we didn't have fun. And it's like, well, the first year y'all were there, y'all didn't have fun. Last year you didn't have fun, but the 2 years you won a championship, all of a sudden those years were fun. Boo hoo, motherfucker. So what? Well, we had a crappy season. I didn't have fun this year. Nobody cares. You went to the finals every year. You think teams like I didn't make the playoffs. Can I have that kind of not fun you just had that season? Let me get some of that not fun.
I'm just.
God! Like,
it always has, it,
you know. So does this mean? Oh, hey, LeBron's gone. Now we can have fun again. Am I supposed to think that?
That's the way it comes across. That's the way it could be perceived. But I mean, look, there was a lot of pressure on them.
Mm-hmm.
I think now that the pressure is gone,
now that the expectation is gone.
You know, I think they can have a little bit more fun now and kind of be at ease and relax a little bit. Because it was kind of like, you know.
They didn't want
to
be there.
Back to back to back
to back. And look, granted.
We want three in a row. Yeah. And there's that pressure to get three straight. Jordan did it. Kobe and Shaq did it. You got, you know. And I can understand Pat Riley, and he can be a hard ass sometimes. And I know it's a grind. Going, you know, playing three straight finals, you feel like you never get no time off. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But fact of the matter is, like Chris said, y'all went to the finals four straight freaking times.
This is what you can.
That's part of the process. Yeah.
You showed off your new trinkets when y'all came together. And then, of course, we had the not one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine.
Y'all called it. You know, said it.
We trying to win multiple championships. Well, if you trying to win multiple championships,
it's a grind.
You're going to be going far in
the
playoffs.
It's a grind.
You know, would you feel better if your ass lost in May or April? Like, hey, our season's over. We going fishing. Cool. I needed a break. And you're like, hell no. You know, but, hey, you said the expectation's gone. You know, they replaced, not replaced, but Luol Deng is now this new starting power small forward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they pretty much kept everybody else.
Yeah, their team.
Chris Anderson back, Haslam back.
It's not the most potent team.
Yeah. You know, added Mick Roberts and you know, who's
Danny
solid.
Granger.
I'm going to straight up. My expectation is going to be Chris Bosh. I don't want to put all this on him.
Oh, there's no – got to put it all on him. He's that guy
and
now.
And I'm looking at the lineup, and I'm like, he's supposed to be playing center? And I was like, didn't he not like playing center in Toronto as the focal point? You know, granted, yes, he's got the money now, so – you know, he's paid like the number one. He said when he was a free agent 4 years ago, I wanted to go somewhere and be the number one. You know, you've had time to learn LeBron, what it takes to win, all that. Now I want to see if he's going to crack that starting that big three of best power forwards in the game. You know, with
he
Love,
was up there when he was
Griffin
in Toronto.
And Aldridge. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but now I need to see something.
Yep.
I need you to be in, are you going to be worthy of getting, you know, the starting all-star spot? Are you going to be back to putting up 25 and 12, you know, and, like, really doing some things? Or, you know, you just going to be all right? But for them to get real deep, because they're still solid, you know. They, you know, I don't know about – they can win their division. I'm still not – I'm not going to say yet until the end. But, you know, they'll be in the playoffs. Can they go farther than the second round? And they're going to need him to really – dominate and be a force.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, Miami, for me, the X factor is D-Wade. Without question, the X factor is Dwayne Wade. For me, he's got to stay healthy. He has to. I mean, if he's not healthy, it's Chris Bosh and everybody else, yep, basically. So Chris Bosh going to need some help. D-Wayne has the experience. He's brought a team, and, you know, he's basically carried a team to a championship by himself.
Yep.
He has that experience. He knows what to do. He has more ring. You know, he got more rings than LeBron. So I'm like, you know, he knows what it takes to get a championship, and he's got to stay healthy. He's got to find a way to be on that court at least for 70-plus games.
Yes.
He needs to be on that floor with Chris Bosh. Otherwise, I don't really see them having a very good season. So that's my X factor when it comes to Miami.
Okay, okay. On to the Washington Wizards. Made a nice impression, man. I like this team. I'm really excited what this team is going to do. You know, it all starts with their backcourt. You know, Bradley Beal came out and said, you know, they got the best backcourt in the league. We heard Deion Waiters like, no, nah, it's us.
No, it's not.
Yeah, don't worry.
No. Really? Is LeBron and Kyrie back there? Is that what it is? Because Deion Waiters, I don't –
you ain't do nothing.
You ain't
last
done
year.
Shit. So wait,
didn't you and Kyrie not get along?
Thank you.
And,
so I don't know what you're talking about.
If it wasn't no LeBron at the team, you'd probably be, if LeBron went back
that's
to
probably
Miami,
what it is.
If LeBron went back to Miami, you'd probably be traded.
He was talking about LeBron and Kyrie because he's coming off the bench. Yeah, we got the best backcourt. We got LeBron and Kyrie Irving. You damn right. We got no. But I mean, if you're talking about best young backcourt, probably is Washington's. With Bradley Beal, John Wall.
I don't know if I put
Wall.
Him over Golden State. I don't know if I put him over the Warriors.
True. That is a tough one.
Yeah, they would be in my top two, though.
God dang, that's hard.
I like the Splash Brothers as the best.
You know what? I'll give it to Golden State because they've proven themselves. They've been to the playoffs. They've proven. I mean, Washington just got a taste last year. Mm-hmm. Now it's time to capitalize on that. Now they have to basically take the next step, try to get a little bit further. I like that they re-signed Marcin Gortat.
No, they had to.
It was a lot, but yeah, they had to re-sign him. He made to me all the difference in their team last year.
Mm-hmm. Just having an inside presence,
yeah,
you can go
like
to.
He can go. They can go to him. He can space the floor a little bit for Bradley Beal. You know, I like their addition, DeJuan Blair. I think he'll be a little rugged, mm-hmm, you know, off the bench for them. They have a nice squad. I mean, the X factor for me has to be, I don't know, let's not forget Paul Pierce being added.
Can't forget that. That was a major move.
Saw he and Jakim got into it a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, don't put your finger in my face, nigga.
The history,
don't
baby.
Don't poke me, boy. No, but the X factor for me has got to be Nene. Mm. He got to stay healthy. If he can be healthy, you know, we saw how good they can be. Mm-hmm. You know, we saw it in the playoffs. But if he's not healthy, you're putting a lot more pressure on Gortat. Paul Pierce is old. So you're putting more pressure on him. So, and you know, Chris Humphries, yeah, they have a gluttony of power forwards. But, I mean, Nene is clearly the best that they got. Mm-hmm. And he needs to be on the floor. Again, like D-Wade, he's got to be able to stay on that floor 70-plus games. Otherwise, you know. It's not going to be all gravy for them. So
okay. No, I like this team. You know, that backcourt, Bradley Beal, I think, is going to take his next step up because he's been really proving himself his first 2 years. You know, I like Paul Pierce. That was a huge move, getting Paul Pierce. I think he's going to bring great experience. Doesn't have to do as much. Maybe he can mentor Otto Porter, you know, get him going. Because, you know, if he turns out to be some nice punch off the bench, that's going to be sick. I know Chris Humphreys got hurt, but, you know, they're deep. I'm looking at the roster. I love that front court, you know, with Gatot, Nene, Blair, and Humphreys. That's a nice front court. Not to forget,
you got Drew Gooden, too. Mm-hmm. That's a veteran presence. So,
you know, that's a lot of boards.
They got a lot of bodies they can throw at you.
But I will say, you know, for me, it's going to be John Wall, because I think for him to take the next step with this specific team and lineup, he's got to be more of the playmaker and less of the scorer. Paul Pierce, in the fourth quarter, you're going to need him. You know, that's what you got him for. You know, he's not scoring bunches all the time, but come forth, he's a definitely big shot maker. You know, Gortat, you need to feed because he's got an advantage. Nene can score as well.
Bradley Beal can go off for
30 easy. Yeah. I want to see his level of point guard play as in the traditional running an offense, making a play, setting guys up. I want to see that level of him shoot up. Because this, you know, he scores okay.
He's not a great shooter.
Yeah, his percentages is low. But if he can really average, like, over 10 assists. Yeah. On this team, he can get 10-plus assists. Mm-hmm. And if he becomes more Rondo-ish, when, you know, back when they were winning the championship squad, and, you know, he was basically like, you need me to score, I can score. But other than that, I'm not going to. You know, that would be great. You know, I think that would really get them. If he plays that way, I could really see this team getting to the you know, Eastern Conference Finals and doing some serious damage. Mm-hmm. So that's my X factor. On to the Charlotte Bobcats. Excuse me. Officially.
We have resurrected, sir.
Charlotte Hornets.
We're the Charlotte Hornets again. Grandmama, where you at?
Yeah. OJ, old Alonzo.
Alonzo Mourning.
Muggsy Bogues.
PJ Brown. What's happening? Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Oh, I miss these guys. But I like this team. I really like what their direction they are taking them.
They are.
Michael Jordan, finally. Needed to get your ass out of the GM spot and get your ass into the owner seat. Because finally, who is it? Chu, I guess, is their GM. He's making good decisions. Mike, yes. I'm glad you're signing off on those good decisions. Because, I mean, I like what they're doing. I like the addition of Lance Stephenson, clearly. I mean, that was a huge addition.
That was a great move.
A lot of people don't really like Marvin Williams. I like the addition of Marvin Williams. Michael Kidd-Gilchrist really has not panned out. You need a guy that can stretch the floor. Marvin Williams has proven he can shoot the ball. And I like their first-round pick, P.J. Harrison. He is a dude. Yeah, he has some off-court issues. But on court, he could flat out score. I mean, he had to leave North Carolina and go to the D League last year, but he was balling in the D League.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, he's shown that he can put up points. So I like the direction they're headed. They got the taste of their playoffs last year.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, they're on the up and up.
No, I agree with you. I think getting Lance Stephenson was a big coup.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see that, you know, after last year getting Al Jefferson, really making some huge steps. You know, I think Lance Stephenson can gel with the squad. You know, Kemba Walker has been steadily improving.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's his third or fourth year in the league. Scored, really running the offense. Yeah, I would say with Kidd-Gilchrist, that was just a reach for that team.
Potential.
Anyway.
It was that, like, P word.
But he was never going to be a stud offensively.
And you knew that.
You know, but you can't take a role player that high.
Thank you.
You can't get a guy who's...
He could potentially get better offensively.
He could be an above-average role player.
There you go. Like,
you can't take a Tayshaun Prince-ish guy third. You just can't.
Yeah.
If you traded down and got him, okay. But you never thought he was going to be like the number one or number two scorer.
Thank you.
So that hurt. But yeah, I do like Marvin Williams. You know, Cody Zeller is nice. You know, drafted, what's his name, Noah Vonleh, you know.
He's out right now, but he'll be back.
I think so, too.
I do like a nice addition they made. I do like the addition of Jason Maxfield. He's been a guy who's been forgotten, but he can bang. He can bang, give him a big body in the post.
So. Yeah, he's had his moments. For this team, my X factor, I think it's going to be the defensive end for them. You know, when the East, it's a lot of you know, they just got to get some stops. You know, I like Lance Stephenson as a nice defender that will up their defense. I think Al Jefferson's a nice big body. Hasn't been known for defense like that, but I think having that big body will help. Marvin Williams, I know they got him at the four right now, but You know, I think he can do some things as well. He's a solid defender. So I think for them to make the next level and get to the second round of the playoffs, because right now this team, they were seventh, and I think they can do better than the seventh. No, 43 wins. I think they can get a little bit better than that. Mm-hmm. You know, I think defensive end is where it's going to be key.
So for me, the X factor is going to be Steve Clifford, the coach. He had a good showing last year. I believe that was his first year as head coach on the team. And, you know, he did a hell of a job getting them into the playoffs, you know, doing a great job with that team that a lot of people really didn't have faith in. So he's brought a lot more attention, a lot more confidence to that bunch. And now it's time to take it to another level with them. You know, the addition of Lance Stephenson is going to be huge. You now have a guy who showed he can put up triple doubles, he can score, you know, and if nothing else, he's going to play tenacious defense, which should uplift the other team, his other teammates to play defense as well. So it's going to be, to me, Steve Clifford. He's got to, you know, X and O's wise, figure out a way for them to, you know, to take it to that next level. That's it.
All right, man. All right. On to the Atlanta Hawks, who've had, you know, more of their offseason was more of drama. You know, just like the other shit that they, hey, it fits with all the damn filming crap you got going on down there.
Yeah.
I know y'all love your hip hop. You know, this team, I love their, you know, front quarter, Millsap and Horford.
If you Horford know, can stay healthy.
Yeah, that's been his problem. You know, Kyle Korver is still solid. Jeff Teague seems to always get better, but never makes that real, like,
leap.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Elton Brand's still there. They've been okay.
Yeah.
You know, they're scrappy enough to get to eighth, which was shocking. You know, I know Lou Williams is gone.
Well, the East was at an all-time low last year. I mean, it was terrible.
I mean, they got in with 38 wins.
The East was at an all-time bad spot last year. So, I mean.
I'm saying the eighth team in the West was at 49.
That's what I'm saying.
God damn.
The East was so bad last year. So, yeah.
Yeah. You know what? For me, my expect is going to be Jeff Teague for this team. Keep it short and sweet. You know, I think Horford and Millsap can do some damage down low. He's going to have to just really give me some close to, like, and maybe he averages it. I don't know, like, but he's going to need to get close to 20 points and about 8 assists. I need him to really, okay, so he's 16 and 6. Yeah, I need about, like, 19-8 from him. Really make an impact. I mean, Korver's not going to go off for 20 plus points
every game,
you know.
No,
but you can get him going for sure. Mm-hmm. And you got to feed your big guy. And you know, you're the best, most explosive guy in your backcourt. You know, I think he's going to really need to do some things in order for them to get back in the playoffs. I'll say that because you know it was close, and you know I think the Knicks are going to be better, so they're going to have to do something if they want to. Bring some excitement. I can't front y'all at Fogan Island. I feel y'all. Your team looks boring. I can't front. They just okay.
Yeah, and I mean, for me, the X factor has got to be the GM because looking at their team, y'all have one center. Dexter Pittman is your center. They don't have any big bodies. And I feel for Al Horford because he's always having to freaking play center when he should be a power forward. So they execs need to do something and get a legit center in there. They ain't had one since it seems like Kevin Willis.
wasn't a real legit center.
You know, in Dikembe. Like, that's the last time they had a real legit 7-foot center. You had Gasol and traded him.
Yep.
So they got to get a center in there somehow, some way, and make a push. Hey, I'm just saying, Roy Hibbert. I'm just saying. Mm. I'm just saying. So
I know he's trade bait.
Yeah, I'm just saying. So that's my factor for the Atlanta Hawks.
All right, on to the Orlando Magic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, still a young team.
I'm done. I don't know what the after picking was it Aaron Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what?
Like Aaron Gordon, and then traded to get
You got Aaron Gordon for what? He's weak.
He's just an athletic freak. That's all.
So what? Who can't shoot free throws? He can't shoot jumpers. What can he do? He can dunk in transition. Like I don't understand that. To me, that was the biggest waste in the draft. at that spot, at the four spot, that was a waste of a pick because he's not going to do anything. He's not going to make an impact in your team this year like that. He's not. He's not Blake Griffin.
No,
he's not that big and bulky. So he's like a tweener between power of small four. He He can't shoot. He can't do anything. So, I mean, that was such a waste. And then you picked, what, Elfrid Payton?
Yep, to run the point who's supposed to be.
I don't mind him, but again, it's potential. The kid can't really shoot. He's an okay defender. Can he run an NBA offense? I don't know. It still remains to be seen. They added Channing Frye. I mean, they have talent. I mean, Vucevic is back. You know, you got...
Vucevic is almost probably their best player.
Yeah.
Straight up. I mean, if he would be the person, if I wanted something from their team, I'd be like, give me him.
You got Victor Oladipo. You got Tobias Harris. So, I mean, you have pieces.
You know, Mo Harkness. They got young. You know, they have young talent.
Right. And Ben Gordon, another waste of a contract. Like, this is what I mean. Their management has made some terrible decisions. But, I mean, for me, the X factor is going to be Jacques Vaughn. He's just going to have to freaking keep developing his young talent. To me, he's just holding that seat warm for somebody else. He going to get fired, if not this season, next season. I just, they're whack. I mean, I'm sorry. Like, I don't know what to say.
No, I mean,
they can't put it together. They just can't put it together.
I mean, what, they won 23 games last year. They're probably going to win less than 30 again. It's just all young dudes. They're playing. We stacking assets to make a big trade.
At least Philly, though, they're getting kind of like specific assets. I'm getting Joel Embiid. I got a center. I'm getting Nerlens Noel. I got my power forward. Michael Carter Williams. I got my point guard. Like, they're at least stacking certain positions. This team is all over the damn place. I don't know where they're going. I mean, Victor Oladipo was a shooting guard. Now they're trying to play him at point guard. Then you draft Payton to play point guard. Aaron Gordon don't have a position. I don't know what they're doing. I don't. I don't see the puzzle. At least with Philly, I can see a puzzle being put together. This is just pieces everywhere. I don't know what they're doing.
So that would just make mine X Factor go to the GM. Whoever's working this joint. I mean, look. If it was a player, it'd be Oladipo, because I just want to see this dude really step up. Look, Aaron Aflalo's gone.
Yep.
I mean, he should have been with the damn Clippers or the Bulls.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's gone. It's all young. I know Vucevic is going to give me like a double-double.
Yep.
He's gonna give
me all the time.
12 and 12.
Because they ain't got no power forward really to start next to him.
You know, but Victor Oladipo needs to make a step and really become like a solid shooting guard, you know, make some noise. Other than that, this is GM. If you're going to stack, but, you know, either get some veterans to bring this together or, hey, make a splash.
Something.
You got to do something. Yeah, so what you think, man? 5-1, where you
at? I'm going to surprise some people. So, okay. Number 5, I got Orlando. Number 4, I got Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3, I have the Miami Heat.
Whoa!
I just think LeBron James was called upon to do so much for them and carry that team. So he had to lead them in every category.
Damn.
He led them in every freaking category. So, I mean,
wow.
You got, when you have one dude who's basically doing all the work and he leaves to go to greener pastures, y'all, somebody's going to have to carry the load. And I'm not sure, looking at their roster, if they have enough firepower to do that, to replace everything that LeBron brought to them. They relied on him a lot.
Wow.
They relied on him a lot. And okay. I think you, this season, you will see how much they relied upon LeBron James. Number 2, I have the Charlotte Hornets.
Okay.
I just think I think they're going to take and then that next step. I like the moves they made. They weakened Indiana a little bit and improved themselves on the defensive side with Lance Stephenson. And I think he and Al Jefferson can make a nice two-man tandem. I like Kemba Walker in the backcourt as well. You got Jarrett Henderson, who now you can bring off the bench. You know, so Bismack Biyombo is there for defensive purposes only.
Yeah.
But, I mean, at least you have some defensive guys you can throw at people. And I'm telling you, if Al Jefferson was healthy in that Miami series, it would have been a whole different series, I think. All I don't think they would have got whacked as easily as that. And number 1, of course, I got the Washington Wizards. I just think, you know, young talent in the backcourt, Bradley Beal, John Wall, you add a veteran championship presence in Paul Pierce, who's been there, know the grind, know how to get there. Gortat, Nene, they have a lot of depth, you know, on their bench as well. Otto Porter, I'm looking for him to step up and make some noise. So I like what they're doing. They showed me a lot. They showed me a lot beating my squad. You know, defensively, the Bulls gave them basically all they could handle, and they were able to overcome, and they showed a lot of potential. So I like what I'm seeing from them, and I think they'll take that next step.
Damn, okay.
Yes, Miami third.
Miami third.
Miami third.
Oh, snap.
I'm like, what? Okay, all right. On my end, it's similar. Orlando's going to be fifth. You know, maybe get 2-3 game improvement. Mm-hmm. Then I have Atlanta. Mm-hmm. You know, Atlanta just, I can see them improving on it, but not much. 40 wins would be good for them. Third.
Yeah, Charlotte.
Yeah, I have Charlotte.
Yep, I know.
I think Charlotte can go to 50 games, but I think Charlotte should be very much more improved. You know, I don't know if they'll get in the top four playoff spots, get that extra spot, but they're going to be up there. They should at least be at the lowest six in that division. In the conference when the playoffs start.
Okay.
Number two, got the Miami Heat. Mm-hmm. They are going to take a step back. D-Wade is going to have to take on more, which, like, his body just can't hold it like that. Chris Bosh, look, everybody was like, he just puts up numbers on a bad team.
There you go. Thank you for proving my point. Yeah.
I don't expect them to win. I don't even think they're going to. 50 would be a good number for them if they get that. And that's asking a lot. Number one is the Wizards. I think this team is ready to make a step. I think getting Paul Pierce proves that they really want to make another step to the playoffs and make some noise. I like that. I think it's going to be a nice scoring punch for them. Probably take some pressure off of Bradley Beal and Wall to score. But I see this team really making the next step. I like the depth that they have. I think they're really ready to make some noise in the East, for real.
Good deal.
All right. So, and of course, we're going to start with closer to home.
To the West.
To the Pacific Division. Home of the hot-ass weather.
Home of the West Coast, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Home all up.
And, you know, going from last year.
Cali love. Where you at?
L.A. was repping this division, but not the Lakers, y'all. Clippers, two years in a row, winning the Pacific Division.
They're on top right now.
57 wins. Really trying to.
Being that they are on top right now, they have to start making some noise.
Yeah.
I'm tired of this getting kicked out in second round shit.
Sterling era is over.
Y'all gotta start doing some things. I gotta start seeing some Western Conference Finals, some NBA Finals, you know what I'm saying? I'm tired of this first round exits.
Second
round exits, I can't do it no more.
Looking at you, Chris Paul.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, and then we had we had the Warriors, Golden State Warriors, who finished sixth in the conference.
And 60, smartly did not trade Klay Thompson.
Nope.
They kept his butt, which they should.
Kept his team up, you know. They got a lot of potential.
Steve Kerr, though.
Yeah. Mark Jackson's gone.
I'm just saying.
I don't know.
Mark Jackson did a hell of a job with Stephen Curry.
Mm-hmm. I'm
just saying.
Phoenix, surprisingly, 48 wins. Hey. Was like a game or two away from getting into the playoffs.
Jeff Hornacek.
Surprised a lot of people.
Yo, boy.
Mm-hmm. Kept Eric Bledsoe. Got some moves. Got some checks out.
Mm-hmm.
Sacramento, still that same, we got talent, but can't really do much. And surprisingly last, who you rarely see last in this division, with 27 wins, your Los Angeles Lakers.
Can I say, called it. I told y'all. I've been saying it for two years. I'm glad, Laker fans, hopefully you finally started listening to me and said, damn. Jonathan was right. Yes, I saw this coming. And unfortunately, you brought back the same fucking team.
Okay.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah, you know, they'll get toward the end. So, start off with the Clippers.
Whoop, whoop.
Like we said, new blood.
Whoop, whoop.
You know, biggest thing for them, at least on the court. Darren Collison decided to go with Sacramento. Brought in Jordan Farmar.
Mm-hmm.
No, got a Reggie Bullock. You know,
Jordan Farmar. He's a traitor.
Spencer Hawes was a nice get.
Very nice.
Nice solid team.
Very nice. You now got a fourth quarter center you can bring in, mm-hmm. homie.
Brought in a Kep Gang, Davis, Glenn Davis, and Turgaloo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Still got J.J. Redick, Jamal Crawford. Mm-hmm. This team
is deep.
They're in my top five for winning the championship team.
Yes.
They are number five of that top five.
Ooh.
You know, of course, you know, that combination of Chris Paul, Blake Griffin is solid. Mm-hmm. I liked what I saw last year, improvement with Blake Griffin and DeAndre Jordan. Mm-hmm. DeAndre Jordan was challenged by new head coach Doc Rivers at the time to come in and anchor that defense, and mm-hmm. he really showed up. It's like he had a job to do, and he did it. Yep. And I think that helped. I expect to see continuous improvement from them. Blake Griffin, I think, is ready. He proved he's got some metal, and I think he's ready to continue to keep getting better and better and take on more of that load. J.J. Redick can stay healthy. They can do some things. I think Crawford needs to be the consistent third scorer on this team.
Yeah.
Chris Paul is probably going to be your number two, which he should, because he can score. I mean, he can score with the best. You know, probably is considered the best. I would say that's the best all around point guard in the league. Mm-hmm. I like what this team can do. I have questions on the bench. I do like Hawes, but in terms of their backup small forward and power forward, I don't know. They have lapses. I think for this team, my X factor is going to be – I think it's going to be Doc Rivers. I'm going to go with Doc Rivers on this one. Mm-hmm. I think now that he's had a year with this team, he's really took ownership of the team throughout this Dolan Sterling fiasco. He's got a lot more pull with this organization, of course, being the director of Basketball Association, which adds to that as well. They didn't really make any – outside of Spencer Hall, they didn't really make any big splash. It seems like, you know, they traded away Jared Dudley, pretty much didn't take back anything, cut them guys. He's playing his hand like he's going to just wait and see what's out there. But I think between him as a GM and a coach, he's got to really take hold of this team and get them to where they are competing for the number one spot in this conference.
I agree.
You know how I feel about the Spurs. Spurs, defending champs. Forgot to say my team are not there, defending champs. You know, Oklahoma City has been there. And I think if the Clippers really want to prove themselves to feel like we are the team to beat out West, they've got to fight for a home court advantage in the West.
I agree. For me, the X factor is going to be Chris Paul. He's a great guy, very nice guy, but he's at that point now when they're all superstars. You got to start winning, bro.
Mm-hmm.
He's never been to the Western Conference Finals.
Nope.
And, you know, as like Chris said, the best all-around point guard in the league, you got to be able to lead this team further than the second round. So this, to me, this year, they at minimum have to get to the Western Conference Finals.
Yes.
Anything else is an utter failure for them, you know, bearing injuries. But they've got to at least get to the Western Conference Finals. Yeah. Otherwise, Chris Paul is just going to have that label of you're a good player, but you just can't win.
He is in the Carmelo Dwight Howard box of you've been balling and really ain't really got there yet.
KD's starting to knock on that door,
you're
too.
You're a supposed superstar, but you ain't really been there yet. And he had a couple games, especially that game against Golden State. He did it against Oklahoma City with the foul, Westbrook, and throwing it away. He's had some screw-ups in the playoffs, like some major head-scratching,
mental lapses.
End-of-game mistakes. Mm-hmm. And with that kind of summer hanging over his head, and, you know, he shouldn't have no issue with, you know, Sterling's gone, you need to come in focused and ready to be like, I need to see that, because he feisty. He has that Kobe Bryant-ish attitude of, I don't like niggas. Mm-hmm. I will get in your face. You know, people still complain that he's the toughest guy on the team, is your 6'3 point guard. But, yeah, he's got to really be like – and he ain't got to score them all. He just has to be like, we trying to win championships. If it ain't about championship, it ain't about nothing.
Yep.
All right, on to Golden State.
I mean, Golden State, they did a good job. You know, they played tough against the Clippers.
Mm-hmm. Seven games. Bad blood. Yo, yeah. This has a chance to be a really great rivalry for a long time. Yes.
For a long time. So I'm curious to see what happens with the Warriors. I'm curious to see what steps Steve Kerr can take this team. I know Mark Jackson did big things with Stephen Curry. Mm-hmm. He was able to kind of turn his career around and mm-hmm. take him to that next level. Now you have another point guard who, in ways, is kind of similar to Stephen Curry in that he's a shooter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was a three-point shooter coming in. And Steve Kerr has shown that he's been a pretty good decision maker.
Mm-hmm.
He was a GM for Phoenix for a while. He did a good job there. So, I mean, he's shown he knows the game.
Yeah.
Clearly knows the game.
He did the same broadcasting thing as Mark Jackson.
So
but it's that same, I ain't got no head coaching experience. Let me just get him.
That's what's going to make the difference here. So, I mean, for me, X Factor, without question, Klay Thompson, he has to step up and, in all honesty, take the number one role from Stephen Curry. He should. Because the way he's built, he should be that go-to guy. He's 6'7". He can shoot the lights out. He can go to the hole. He can score with the best of them. Stephen Curry, to me, is more of a shooter than an actual all-around threat to drive and all that stuff. I'm like, Klay Thompson can drive. He can shoot. He can do basically everything. So, he should be their go-to, their number one player. So, I'm looking for him to take another leap and take another step and make that all-star team this year and be that dude.
Yeah, I like Klay Thompson, man. I think he definitely, I would consider one of X Factor. Yeah, he stepped up. I mean, he's supposed to be getting paid next season, and we know how Negroes play in a contract year. I do think he needs to take the number one scorer. I feel you though. He really needs to. I don't know if he should take the number one spot.
He needs to speak out a little more.
They don't have games.
He's too damn quiet.
They don't have moments where they both go off.
No.
It's usually one or the other. And he is due for like a breakout.
A serious breakout year. A serious one.
You know, I like their squad. You know, David Lee, Iguodala, solid. Still got Barnes, Draymond Green, Andrew Bogut. And Andrew Bogut is my X factor for this team. You know, his health, when they played the Spurs a couple years ago and having him, you know, there makes a difference. I think having him and David Lee healthy in the playoffs is going to be a big challenge. I like what Brogut brings on the defensive end. He can score when, you know, given a chance or whatever. But I think his impact on the defensive end is going to really make a difference for this team. I'm probably sure that's what Steve Kerr is going to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got Sean Livingston in the backcourt as well. That was a great pickup.
Yeah.
To take the ball out of Steph Curry's hands sometime. But I think for this team, people expect this team to be like where the Clippers and the rest of them are. And I'm like, I don't know. But if they're going to get the number one spot in this division, I think Andrew Bogut is a major piece and is my X factor to them doing that. All right, on to the Phoenix Suns. You know, great season, unexpected season.
Yeah.
Expecting them to be last, and lo and behold, you know, they were two games away, you know, from getting into the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know,
Jeff Hornacek did a hell of a job his first year as coach.
He did. Yeah, hell, he did.
I mean, but he sat on the bench and learned.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, this is why he was able to be so good, because he already knew what to expect going in. He knew the intricacies. He knew what he was going to have to deal with. He knew about the, you know, media-wise, what to expect and all this, that, and the other. It's hard for some of these players to transition to that sometimes. So, you know, I give Jeff Hornacek all the credit in the world. He did a hell of a job, and they have a solid team. A very solid team.
No, they do. They do. You know, you kept Eric Bledsoe. Mm-hmm. That backcourt of Bledsoe and Dragic was nice. Seemed like it was small, but it was nice.
Mm-hmm.
Added Isaiah Thomas to that.
Mm-hmm.
You still got Gerald Green,
who came actually big.
Mm-hmm, he has some six games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they kept the Twins. You know, signed them to a nice. It was like a $50 million between both of them.
Yeah, they let them split up the value
of between $52 million, which I thought was cool.
That was awesome.
That was something different. I like that. You know, Miles Plumlee's sick. He's a great energy guy. Really is scrappy with them. I don't know if Alex Lynn is ever going to pop up. This team has the makeup of doing, you know, something good. I don't expect them to, you know, get out the first round, really. But they just need some steady improvement for them. I hope they still take them slow. Don't expect them to be a real dominant force. Just keep it going. you know, my X factor for this team is going to be Eric Bledsoe staying healthy. You know, you got this check, which I said a couple shows ago, I do think it was a little much. You know, Dragic the last couple of years has been balling. He's proven he's got it. He is the one that's going to run the point. I need to see Eric Bledsoe really. I mean, if you're going to score, all right, dude, you need to be in the top seven. I was about to say five, and I'm like, all right, he definitely top 10, you know, for this team to really do something. He can probably score in bunches.
Yeah.
He is going to, I'm going to need to see him get his Russell Westbrook on.
My X factor for the Phoenix Suns is going to be Alex Lynn. He's got to step up. He was the fifth overall pick a couple years ago. They need a big body in there, somebody to solidify that center position seriously that they haven't really had in quite some time. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he's 7'1". He's a big body. If he can ever pan out and at least be serviceable, he can make a huge difference in their defense and what they're able to do to teams because they're very small. So teams with height and with size can take advantage of them. I'm like, if you got a big guy in the middle who can clog up the lane a little bit, you know, it evens things out a little bit. So I look for him to hopefully stay healthy and step up and make an impact in his second season.
Okay. On to the Sacramento Kings.
Whoop, whoop.
You know, they had the new ownership. Mike Malone seemed to do okay.
Did all right.
His first season, you know, kept Rudy Gay. Rudy Gay, what, this is his last year? I think he decided to just stay. He's going to be a free agent next season. You know, still got the unsure DeMarcus Cousins.
Who apparently made a bet with Reggie Evans that he ain't going to get more than five technicals this season.
Ooh, okay.
I said, nigga, please, I'll take that bet. You going to get more than five. I can guarantee you that. But I will give credit to DeMarcus Cousins. He has been trying to mature. Mm-hmm. He has been trying to get better. And I mean, when it off the field, I mean, off court, he hasn't really done anything wrong. He's just so hot-headed.
Yeah, on the court.
That you're just like, dang. So hopefully his time with the USA team helped him to mature a little bit more. He was able to see that, you know, he has to calm down a little bit if he wants to take his game to another level and be the leader of the team. He's going to have to act a certain way and show these guys, you know, because now with Isaiah Thomas gone, you know, basically he is the leader of this team. He is the go-to guy. There's no Tyreek Evans, no Isaiah Thomas to lean on anymore. So it's up to him, and he is my X factor.
Okay.
He last year, I believe, did he make the All-Star team? Or he just missed it.
I think he just missed it.
He's got to make
said
it.
I think you picked him as your all.
He got to make it this year. This is. I mean, he has the potential to be the best center in the league. He can.
Hell yeah.
He can be that. I mean, his potential is through the freaking roof. And we've seen flashes. He was dominant last year, but I think he can take it to a whole nother level. He averaged what 23-12. He can do that easily. He's so gifted athletically. He's just got to mentally stay in the game and show that he's taking his maturity to another level. But, yeah, he is my X factor. They're going to do anything.
My X factor with this, and I think I have it split, one is going to be Ben McLemore. He came in, had an okay rookie season, just really didn't do anything. I mean, this dude had the talent to go number one in the draft. So, and if they're going to move up this ladder, which – is rough in this division, and if they want to at least look like they're trying to compete for a playoff spot, you know, he's going to have to give them something. You know, I know you got Darren Collison and Sessions running point.
They added Nick Stauskas in the draft.
But I think he's going to – I need to see him make a nice step. The other half is going to go to the power forward position. You know, DeMarcus Cousins is that dude – who has the potential to be the best big man in the game. You know, I like Reggie Evans added as well, but if he's thrown in the other, they need somebody else in that, you know, big man area to step up.
Jason Thompson, where you at?
Yeah, he's done much. I would believe in Landry out of all of them, you know, Derek Williams. I mean, damn, that was a
tweener.
The number two picks. Jeez. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is, but I think those two areas are my concern for them. that I think can really make a difference in them going far, just being the same under 30 win team.
All
right. And last but not least, because they are they got rings from a long time ago, the Los Angeles Lakers. This has got to be the worst season I have ever seen as a person from Los Angeles who at least wants to see them successful. Last season was ass.
Let's just
put it that way. Last season was ass.
Terrible.
And I'm not even a Laker fan.
I'm not either. And look, I'm not trying to put them down. I don't hate the Lakers. I'm not hating on them. I just call it as I see it. And I saw 2 years ago when they made that damn trade to get Dwight Howard, I could see the writing on the wall.
And Steve Nash.
It was all adding together, and I was just like, this shit's going to crumble. And lo and behold. And they had this mentality, because we're the Lakers, because we have cap space, they will come. Well, you had cap room, and nobody came.
Yep.
So you had to do what? You brought back basically the exact same team. All you did was add Carlos Boozer and Julius Randle. That's it. And Ed Davis. That's basically all you did. But you brought back the same team. Xavier Henry. Wesley Johnson. Fucking, my boy. I mean, you got Jordan Hill as your big.
Now, Nick Young.
But, I mean, Nick Young.
Swaggy P. Who's hurt 6 to 8 weeks.
Swag Daddy. And then Robert Sacre. I mean, yeah. Yes. Is Kobe addition? Yes. He's addition by addition.
Yes.
But at the same time, he's coming off major Achilles injury, and it almost seems like everybody's banking on the fact that he's just going to be that same Kobe and he's just going to lead us. And I'm like, y'all do realize the brother's like 36, 37. He's on the decline of his career. If you got a good Kobe, you might have a year or two of him. At mm-hmm. most. And look, as a Broncos fan, I've went through this crap. Yes, my team's riding high now, but I'm like, when John Elway retired, did you really think I was like, yeah, Bubby Brister gonna lead us to the championship? Brian Greasy. I mean, I went through my trials and tribulations. We picked Tim Tebow in the first round. So yes, I've gone through blemishes and blunders and times where you're like, we should be a championship contender every year. It happens. Every team has to go through a rebuilding process. Every single team that has ever been created has gone through a rebuilding process. I don't know one team in history that has always been good every single year. The Spurs went through a rebuilding process. How the hell do you think they got Tim Duncan? How do you think they ended up with the number one pick?
Because they obviously got
hurt, and their team was ass. Yeah. If that you one person got hurt, everybody around you couldn't pick up the slack. Your team was ass. You got the number one pick. That's just how it happens.
The luck of the damn draw.
Lakers, you got Julius Randle. Is he going to be okay? Yeah, I mean, it was a solid pick. For where you were in the draft, that was a nice pick.
No, it was a good pick.
Carlos Boozer, honestly, really, that was pointless. It almost feel like they did that just so they could say we added somebody. I mean, seriously, my thing is, Lakers, you're rebuilding. I'm sorry, that's just what it is. You're rebuilding. Why the heck, if I got Julius Randle, why do I even need Carlos Boozer? You added Carlos Boozer and Ed Davis and picked Julius Randle. Why? Why? Just play Julius Randle and let him develop. I'm just saying.
Because you got Kobe Bryant on
it. We
got
to be competitive. Well, let me just tell you, Kobe. Carlos Boozer, he was in Chicago for a while. Ended up losing his spot to Taj Gibson. I'm just saying. So, I mean, Carlos Boozer is he an upgrade over Powell? No.
No, he's
a downgrade. So, I mean, the Lakers aren't going to. Are they going to be better than last year? I believe they will, only because I don't believe Kobe's going to let them be that bad. His competitive nature won't allow that. That Lakers we saw last year, we won't see that. It, like that ugly. They may not win a whole lot of games. Mm-hmm. They're going to be competitive though. Last year they just weren't competitive. Last year, they just was no competition. It didn't even look like they were trying half the time. That will not happen this time. You got Byron Scott there, Kobe Bryant's there. He's not going to just let them be like, yeah, we're down 15 points, throwing the towel. No, nigga, let's get back in the game. There is no throwing the towel. So I X factor for me is Byron Scott. I mean, I don't know what offense you're going to run. I don't know how you're going to you know, I'm sure you're going to run the offense through Kobe. How are you going to limit his minutes? Knowing the competitive person he is, you know his ass don't want to be on the bench. So how are you going to hone that in? Steve Nash, he's 40 years old. How are you going to limit his minutes?
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to divvy up minutes between your power forwards? Who's starting at center? There are so many questions I have for the Lakers and Byron Scott that he's got to answer them. And he is my X factor. Mm. I'm not wishing the Lakers suck, but this is just the product they've given me right now. There it is.
This is what it sounds
and
like.
Jim.
No, go ahead.
And Jim Buss, he better be getting ready to pack up and retire because I am not going to forget that he said if the Lakers ain't competitive in 4 years, he leaving. Mm. I'm holding you to that.
Yeah, I'll listen to that. This is what I was thinking.
Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
I'm serious. I'm like, y'all need to focus on at least trying to crack 500. That should be your goal.
Mm.
500.
Yeah, and 500 in this conference
it's pretty good.
Yeah,
it's not bad.
But
it's
won't
good.
It won't
it ain't getting
you
in the playoffs.
It ain't getting you in the playoffs. You know what? My X factor for this team, I'm gonna give it to Kobe Bryant. This team is, you know, you got Nash who needs to be healthy. I like the backcourt of Jeremy Lin as your backup. I think he can do some nice things.
I forgot about him.
Jordan Clarkson is not a bad draft pick.
No, not by any means.
Now, would you, like how you said with Byron Scott is not known to give young guys playing time. He has a track record of not developing his young talent.
That's why he's my X factor.
And yeah, because I think by the end of the season, Julius Randle should be getting hella time. You don't want to give him time early. That's fine. Boozer was there to make competitive, but Julius Randle is your future. You need to get this dude working. But Kobe Bryant, it's not even so much health reasons. I know he's going to want to prove everybody wrong. He's got to, at this point, really help this team grow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got Byron Scott. We know y'all got a relationship. You can't treat him like... Well, he shouldn't, because I think he has respect for Byron Scott. So he's not going to do him like he did D'Antoni.
No,
but he's got to really get this team focused. I think he's got to – if Steve Nash is healthy and is going to run point, he's going to have to give up maybe a third of that, because clearly, based off of last year, he ain't giving up ball handling duties forever.
And I will give credit to Kobe. Kobe did come out and say he knows he needs to lead a little differently. Mm-hmm. He was like – you know, back when I was kind of younger, we had veterans here, guys who knew the game. And, you know, yeah. I could kind of get on them a little bit more. But here's like with young guys, you know, it's a different mentality. I have to be a little bit, I have to be, I didn't even want to say sensitive, but I got to, I got to ease off them a little bit more.
He can't
ride them.
This is where the Jordan clone portion needs to not be brought in. I need him to really take Julius Randle under your wing, Nick Young, take him under your wing, you and Nash, show this team what it takes to win. I agree with you. I don't think they're good enough to make the playoffs. And this is basically because there are like 8-9 teams that I think are better than them.
Mm-hmm.
Last year should not happen again.
Nope.
Anywhere near it, just in terms of effort of all of that.
Exactly.
And yes, Kobe Bryant won that. I get that. But Jeremy Lin is solid. Just help these dudes, be that liaison between he and them and the coach and really show a different side of you. Now, you know, you don't have to be weaker. You can demand.
Greatness, and you should demand greatness.
But you can't.
If you see a dude struggling, you pick him up. You don't beat him down.
Yeah, you have to play the big brother. But the big brother that's, you're going to school him and kind of like, maybe you embarrass him or whatever. But you're going to grab him, lift him up, and be like, damn, I got you, man. You doing good. Just keep it up. Don't be it gets my way. We don't need the shit with Smush Parker. Mm-hmm. We don't need none of that, Kobe. Mm-hmm. You know, go away. You ain't on my level. We don't need that.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to get some of that magic in you.
And what I need Kobe to be able to hone in when he's being interviewed by the media. Because there are going to be times, I already know it, where they're losing and he's going to be frustrated because we all know he said they need to be playoff caliber team. They go into the playoffs. So when it gets to that point where it may or may, hypothetically, it may or may not, they may not be getting into the playoffs, he's going to have to hold his tongue because we all know Kobe like to get sound bites. Mm-hmm. He's going to have to hold his tongue a little bit because you have young dudes who mess up. You can't blame them. You can't do this. You can't, especially in the media, dude. Especially out here in L.A., especially knowing the following you have. You throw a young dude under the bus, dude, he's getting killed by everybody mm-hmm. else. So, I mean, I agree with Chris. You got to be that big brother who's like, look, he might have messed up, but we good. I got you. Don't trip. We going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Like when they screw up and you need more out of them, then you get on them like, we need more out of you, mm-hmm. man. You got more. But just be like, you can't be the, I'm in the corner by myself dude no more.
Exactly.
For your last few years, for this team. You don't have
to
kind of
embrace
dudes.
Your team.
All right. So, 5-1.
Pretty simple for me.
Go first.
All right. 5-1. I'm just basically going to flip the last two from last year. Kings will be last.
Mm.
Okay. They don't have enough. They just don't have enough talent. Enough. I mean, you got DeMarcus Ware. I think losing Isaiah Thomas was a big loss. Mm-hmm. I liked Isaiah Thomas. I thought they should have brought him back.
I did too.
You know, granted he isn't the biggest guy, but he could score his butt off, and he could run the team. So I'm not sold on Darren Collison as a starter.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen before when he started in Dallas, that didn't go all that well.
Mm-hmm. So Indiana,
that didn't go all that well. So, I mean, this is third time. So hopefully third time's a charm, but I'm not really sold. Lakers, I think they'll be, like I said, a little bit more competitive than last year. I think they'll show a little bit more fire with Kobe back, you know, being in those huddles with them, on the court with them, kind of being able to actually physically show them this, that, and the other, being that veteran presence. I think they'll improve. A little bit. They're not going to prove leaps and bounds, but they'll be fourth. Third, I got Phoenix. I just think the two teams above them are just have too much talent.
Mm-hmm.
I like what Jeff Hornacek is doing, though. I think he's a promising young coach, and I think bringing back Bledsoe was huge for them. That was huge. As far as, you know, second, Golden State, you know, talent-wise alone is what's going to keep them afloat. I'm curious to see how Steve Kerr is going to do in his first year as head coach. And Draymond Green, can he be that same Draymond Green he was in the playoffs?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people didn't really know who he was until the playoffs.
Yeah.
So, you know, the pressure is now on him to basically produce and kind of be that sixth man. You know, is Iguodala going to start? Is he not going to start? Don't know. So, you know, there's questions to be answered there. And then the Clippers, is championship or bust? You know, especially for a guy like Chris Paul, you're a superstar. We got to see the championship caliber medal to solidify that. Until you get that ring, the questions are going to keep coming. And if you can't win again this year, the questions are just going loud, be louder and louder. So
mm-hmm.
that's my 1-5.
Okay, you know what? I'm looking at it, I was like, I would agree. I think. I was thinking between the Lakers and the Kings. The Lakers seem to be more focused and steady team to get over 30 wins. Mm-hmm. The King, if I had to put faith in either one of them, I would put it in the Lakers to at least make a nice improvement. The Kings, I don't know.
Yeah.
Between Rudy Gay and DeMarcus Cousins and fucking McLemore, they should be better than the Lakers.
Yes.
But I don't know. The Lakers, I think, we'll make nice improvement. You know, they got some scrappy dudes. You know, mm-hmm. Jordan Hill, scrappy too. You know, Carlos Boozer can do some things. He's not great, but he can still give you something. They should, you know, they'll be all right. You know, they'll probably get the 10th, 11th pick in the draft.
They don't have a pick.
Yeah, they don't have a
pick.
Thank
you.
Oh, well. But, you know, they'll be better. They at least need to show that they have show some improvement to entice some free agents.
Yeah.
Because you got to think about that because the Kevin Love train is gone. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's not happening.
Yep.
Third, yes, Phoenix. Phoenix can get close to 50 wins. I think they can get the 50-win mark.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be close. I think I'll make my final – we'll probably make our final, like, playoff opinions in a couple weeks. But mm-hmm. they're fighting. They're fighting for a spot for real. Golden State, I don't know how much they're going to improve. it's going to take, you know, health on their part, said improvement in Klay Thompson. And Steve Kerr, I guess, is going to have to get something out of him that Mark Jackson didn't, mm-hmm. or just build on what Mark Jackson built. Because they can, I'd say.
It wouldn't shock me if Steve Kerr built the offense around Klay Thompson.
No.
I'm just saying.
They can get to the team. They can win a few more games.
Mm-hmm.
I think at most 55 wins will be in.
They should win 50 plus. Yeah.
Yeah. They'll still be a 51 team. They lose more. If they don't win 50 games, they've regressed.
Mm-hmm.
They have enough talent to do that. But yeah, the Clippers. Hey, look, you're in the same damn conference as my team, but we need to see y'all in the Western Conference final. Yes. If Chris Paul does not get his first Western Conference playoff taste next season, we're going to start. It's going to be some doubts.
Mm-hmm.
Folks going to start having some doubts. And, you know, I don't know what's going to happen, but they should be a lot better. And, you know, 57 wins, they can get close to 60. They need to fight for the number one seed. That's for sure. And to stick on the NBA before we go to break, yo, the league announced this 9-year extension on the TV deal with ESPN, TNT, beginning in 2016-2017 season. The New York Times reported annually $2.6 billion on this new TV deal. Before, their current one is $930 million. I mean, this is what they was talking about. This new TV deal is huge.
This is why you saw LeBron James take a 1-year deal, basically.
Yep.
He was like, oh, I was waiting for this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's adjust that salary cap and pay me $200 million. I am telling you right now, that salary cap they said in a couple years could go up to like 90 mil or whatever it may be. LeBron James will be the first $200 million NBA player. Mark my words. And LeBron James is getting $200 million. I'm telling you, it's going to happen. I will say this.
I've heard the whole, like, we need to just get rid of cap. I don't.
It's going to happen.
I don't know if I want.
I don't want baseball in basketball. Because I don't want that. I'm tired. I don't want buying championships. No, I don't want that crap.
Yeah. But I think the cap will increase. I think guys are going to try to fight
for.
That's
what keeps parity.
You know what? I ain't going to front. I like the fact that dudes only get 5 years. I like that.
Plus, if I wanted to see an all-star team, I'd wait for all-star weekend.
Do I want a guy who's going to make $40 million a year?
It's going to happen. I'm just saying.
They're going to have to increase it.
LeBron James will be doing it.
Kevin Durant.
He's worth it.
He might want it.
Is he worth it? Of course he's worth it.
But, no, this is big for them. You know, I know he gave props to David Stern
mm-hmm.
for basically building him from nothing. I mean, imagine in the 80s when Magic and Bird came, they weren't even really televised.
Nope. Now they make $2 billion
a year
off
on
TV.
I mean, that's crazy.
That's insane.
And yes,
man.
The players should be like, you going to give me some money.
Chip me off. Mm-hmm. Chip me off.
I need you to show me the money. Just give me what I got. You know, they got to. And I hope they figure it out. All right, y'all. Well, we're going to take a quick break. Real short. We're going to come back, get into some MLB playoffs, talk some college football, and get to our award show. Now listen to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
To the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour with my daddy and Uncle Jonathan.
What's your favorite sports team?
Lakers!
Yeah, he chose that. I didn't make him do that, y'all. All right, y'all, we back. Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Yep.
So let us know what your thoughts are so far, our preview, NBA preview. Any of these teams, I know y'all Heat fans, Laker fans, I know y'all out there. Any of that, hit us up. Let us know if we seen the hit on your picks or you think your team is going to do better or any of that. TheBrothersLemon@gmail.com, on Twitter @BrothersLemon, or on the hotline 323-455-4219.
Yeah, hit us up and definitely thank y'all for continuing to listen. Hope y'all can tune in and stay into the end and holla at your boys.
Yeah, it's been long these last couple, but you know, it's a lot to fill in. You know, we previewing two divisions. We're not trying to really just blow past them. So, you know, thank y'all for tuning in with us.
Definitely.
On to these MLB playoffs. Man. So, right now, look like the Kansas City Royals trying to go up 2-0 on the Orioles.
Yeah.
Hey, man. So, I did not expect Kansas City to come in and roll through the Los Angeles Angels. I mean,
that was embarrassing.
Man, Kansas City, I've said before that I was like, they've been exciting, and they just continued to get it done.
That is the truth.
I mean, damn. You know, right? And they stole Baltimore, home field from Baltimore now.
In 10.
Yep. Now they up 4-3.
They just extra inning
every
game.
Bottom of the fourth. Yeah. Big clutch homers in that 10th inning. Mm-hmm. Like, they're just getting it done, man. Yeah. They're exciting. And, you know, hey, I'm pulling for them. I want to see what they're going to do.
Definitely.
I mean, these are two teams who haven't been to the World Series in forever. So I'd be happy to see either one. But, damn, I mean, Kansas City just seems like they are a mission, and they are just hot at the opportune time.
Yes, sir. And then National League-wise, you got the Giants and the Cardinals.
Dang. I mean, the same old, same old.
Yes, basically the same two freaking teams that just keep winning out of the National League.
Yeah, these two teams, like, once they get in the playoffs, it's just just flip a switch.
Yep, that's it. They got that switch, and they know how to turn it on and ramp it up when it comes down to the big moment. So,
yeah, I'm saying. And then, you know, it's just, I was really surprised. I mean, Washington, you know, they at least won a game. Made it close and all that for the Dodgers. I mean, shit. All right, the Dodgers, what the fuck? I mean,
Clayton. You got knocked the fuck out.
Dodgers.
Clayton, I mean, tried. He tried.
He, man, he is jinxed. I don't know what it is with him and these Cardinals, but they got his number. That's it. There's nothing to say. In the playoffs.
That's just what it is.
And now that it's been 2 years in a row, if they play again next season, it don't matter how good Clayton Kershaw pitching, you're going to be like, can he beat the damn Cardinals in a game?
And you're probably going to lean towards no.
Nope. Cause like, your track record is like, you ain't been able to do it.
Yep. So, enjoy these playoffs, ladies and gentlemen. We're dwindling towards the end.
Hey, and then the team that was supposed to win, the Angels.
You got knocked the fuck out.
The Angels, you didn't even win a game. The team that wasn't even supposed to be there. The Fools was like, I'm not picking the Royals to go to the Angels. Okay. They'll just go ahead and be the best team with the record, best record in baseball. Swept that ass.
The Angels.
Swept your ass.
That was embarrassing. I was hoping for a freeway World Series. There's one California team left. So, and I'm probably not rooting for them. So.
I mean, I've heard it mentioned before. Maybe this is not Mike Socha's type team. I mean, when they won, Mike Socha seems to like the scrappy, great defense,
kind of
pitching.
Ball.
Yeah. They just spent money on three dudes. Well, hey, you know, Mike Trout is Mike Trout.
Yeah.
You drafted him. But, I mean, Josh Hamilton seems like a waste of damn money. You know, Pujols.
Team's overpaid.
Overpaid as well. You just paying dudes. And, you know, them big bats ain't getting it done.
Nope.
Got to get that pitching, man. So, like I said, shout out to Coach Jack Delta and his team.
Yeah.
He feeling good. I'm happy for y'all, man.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, and let's get into this college football. It has been exciting.
Yep. Exciting and, wow, just troubling.
Yeah, yeah. let's get into the drama a little first. This is Jameis Winston. Trial, sexual assault thing is not going to go away.
Nope.
And apparently, it seems like it was covered up. Mm. You know, between, you know, some of the school and the Tallahassee PD seem to be really slow on reacting to it now. And, you know, Winston is now facing disciplinary hearing about the sexual assault at Florida State. You know, may cost him a few games. I mean, he ain't need this going into this season. Doubts is lingering. I mean, I don't know how to feel about this. I mean, on one hand, you know, like, are they cutting? Did you really do something? And they covering it up?
Yep.
I don't know. I mean, this is already off the back of that Florida backup QB, Treyon Harris. who was accused of sexual assault. And, you know, recently the accuser withdraws her complaint. I mean, these are like two total opposite things.
Yeah.
On one end, for Treon, you kind of like, damn. And even when it first dropped, it was kind of like, oh, she might be lying. And you're like, well, is there some punishment if she's lying? I mean, damn.
I mean, I commend Florida for, you know, taking the necessary steps and saying, all right, suspend you right now for the moment. Mm-hmm. See, comes out, she's recused herself and she's withdrew her allegations. And I feel bad for the kid only because when the allegations were made, living in the time we do, he was probably so berated. I could see people berating him on social media and everything. And now it comes out that the person, the accuser, withdrew her allegations. For him, he's probably still going to be labeled.
Yeah.
A lot of people still probably are going to assume that, you know, the school might have just, you know, did something to avoid, you know, that situation altogether, right, or whatever it may be. But for him, even if he didn't do anything, which, I mean, I seem to think he didn't do anything wrong, most people aren't going to give him a pass. And it's sad to say, but that's just the society we live in. Once you got that label, that's it.
Yeah, and they get labeled. And, you know, now with this shit with
Todd Gurley.
Yeah, this Todd Gurley shit. I mean, this big thing here, you know, reportedly signing some paraphernalia. You know, you had the guy who, I guess, had the initial deal with him, you know, basically kind of snitch on him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, you know, well, you was signing with me. Well, now that you're signing with everybody else, my value goes down. So I'm telling. Like, the fuck?
That's what happens.
I mean,
that's why it's better to just avoid these situations altogether.
Because you don't know these people.
He did it for $400.
That was somewhere I saw. I don't know if it was true, but I, you know, somebody
claimed that's the case, dude.
He signed 80 items for $400.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, look, and again, this brings up the point of should we be paying these college prospects?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a prime example of a kid who's probably, he was the number one running back in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Is probably going to be a first round pick next year, knowing that there hasn't been a running back selected in the first round in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, clearly he got skill. You know, we had the Johnny Manziel issue last year where he, you know, allegations brought up with him doing kind of the similar thing. I know he came out and said he feels bad for the kid and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, stick to NFL, dude. Don't worry about college no more. But for Todd Gurley, I'm like, you signed for $400, bro. I'm coming. I mean, I'm kind of like, dude, that's all you got? Like,
I'm not trying to, you know, bucks. I mean, I'm taking a risk.
What he did, but I'm like, dude, you signed for $400.
If you're taking a risk with that, you're gonna lose.
And now I'm suspended indefinitely.
Mm-hmm.
You better pay me some more money than that. But you know, like I said, it's better just avoid these kind of situations altogether.
No, he should have. It would have made things a lot easier for him.
Mm-hmm.
I know Manziel came out and was like, you know, he should get compensated. Like, well, I mean, as of right now, they're not letting you sign off.
Yeah.
You're not getting money for
it's
your
against
signatures.
The rules. So, I mean, it just is what it
is. Because you're not really a student athlete no more.
Exactly.
You were paid, you know, you were paid worker. And that comes to that, you know, do we pay you for not being a student, but for, you know, somebody who works for the school?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that comes with it. This is going to continue. It's one of them things.
Yep.
I hope they figure something out monetarily. I'm down with the stipend. Give them a little more. But, you know, somebody's going to throw
cut
the
these
possibilities.
A little something.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're getting a small amount and somebody's like, I'll give you $50,000 cash right here. And you're like, well, I need the money.
Well, if they start getting stipends, that is just going to be
then it just becomes.
Greed.
And then like, well, I'll give you a stipend plus. I know you need more than
and
that.
And that just becomes the greed. And then that's what happens.
It's going to be hard to really stop this. Yeah. But, I mean, you got to be on it and you know, either stick to your guns or something. But I don't know. But his team seemed to do well today. You know, blew the hell out of Missouri. 34-0.
Easy.
Like, okay. You know, else the games that have finished. You had Oklahoma beating Texas.
Mm-hmm.
11, you know. Good game. Looked like Dex was trying to come back on that shit, but it's not enough.
It's not the same rivalry.
No.
It's not the same when Texas ain't ranked.
No.
It doesn't have the same feeling.
No.
But, I mean, you know, good game nonetheless.
Yeah, Florida State won. Okay. Mm-hmm. Beating Syracuse.
I mean, right now, you got a good game with TCU and Baylor. It's tied at half. Not tied at halftime, but it is halftime. TCU's up 31-27.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a tough game there. Oregon is shellacking UCLA 28-10.
Actually, it's 35-10. You know, big thing though right now, Mississippi State up on Auburn 28-13.
Huge.
Mm.
So that's a big plus for them. Mm-hmm. And then of course you got Mississippi playing Texas A&M tonight.
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna be a big game.
That's gonna be exciting too, man.
Kenny Trill, you better get on it. And then you had a little upset. Duke beat Georgia Tech. So
it's a nice lot of folks falling.
Nice little ACC victory. So I mean, right now it looks like after the weekend's over, it looks like Mississippi State will be number two.
Yeah.
So
that's we'll interesting. See. Yeah, between Ole Miss, Mississippi State, and Auburn, all three in the same. Well, SEC, same side. One of them is going to be playing for that conference championship.
And I'm curious to see how they do that playoff.
I feel like they're going to get two games.
Yeah.
I mean, unless one team clearly dominates both of them, out of them three, wins both matchups and wins the SEC championship, it's going to be tough. These teams keep winning, not to leave one of them out. I still think SEC is going to get two just – because that SEC and people give them that kind of pub.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, hey, man, college has been getting good.
Yes, it has.
I heard Mac Brown, he was asked about it. You know, how these people are going to vote, you know, set these playoff teams. He's like, I wouldn't want their job.
Yep.
Because somebody's going to feel slighted. As of course, it's just going to be too close. Somebody's going to feel like they need to get in.
Exactly.
And they're just going to get left out.
Yep.
All right, y'all. On to the awards for the week.
A shizzle.
As usual, we start with the Norse Award.
Norse.
All right, who you got for your Norse Award this week?
Me, Norse Award. I haven't really spoken about my team a lot on this episode, so I got to give my team some pub. Peyton Manning passing the 500 touchdown mark. That's just stupid. That 500 touchdown passes, and he's going to break Brett Favre's record of 508. At some point this season,
yep,
and become the all-time leader in touchdown passes. I mean, this guy, F the amount of rings he got, forget about the playoff record for a second. Just put that into consideration for a second. This man has thrown for 500 touchdowns in his career, and he ain't even done yet. And the next closest person active is Drew Brees at like 379.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, are you kidding me? It's ridiculous. I mean, this man has been doing it since he came into the league. It almost seems like not even fair sometimes, because watching him play quarterback, I'm like, the whole reason people nowadays are like reading defenses and pointing and doing all this stuff is because of Peyton Manning. Because he came to the line of scrimmage, he came up. You ain't never seen no quarterback come up waving his arms, doing these signals, all this and that. And you're like, what the fuck is he doing? And it works.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like a freaking computer. He walks up to the line. He looks at you and says, oh, you're doing X, Y, and Z. Okay, I'm going to do this then. And it's almost impossible to freaking stop him.
He gets the ball out in like two seconds.
I told Chris, I'm like, you know, looking at him from a distance when he played for Indy, you know, it's one thing to hear about, you know, what he does and the rumors and all that stuff. But actually having him on my team and getting to see what he does normally daily, you see why he's so great. He pushes the envelope all the time. He pushes his teammates to be better. He pushes himself to be better all the time, even though he is arguably one of the best quarterbacks ever, he's still trying to get better.
Mm-hmm.
You will never hear Peyton Manning say, I wasn't prepared a la Michael Vick. Nigga, I'm prepared. Peyton Manning ain't going out on Saturday nights to the movies. I'm focused on the team tomorrow.
Yeah.
I mean, these are the type of things that make him great. So, I mean, I got to give it for Peyton. 500 touchdown passes. You know, Drew Brees like 100-something odd behind him trying to catch up. It's ridiculous. He may get close to 600 by the time his career's over.
He's like, going to set all the quarterback records before he's done.
It's ridiculous.
My Norse Award is going to the Utah Jazz for signing a five-year-old to a one-day contract.
I saw that. That was cool.
Had leukemia.
That
was let cool. him play a little bit. Had the jersey on, play ball like full team.
Yeah.
Trying to cross dudes up. Let him.
It was cool, man.
I thought that was real nice of them, you know. Like I said, the NBA cares, you know, and that's, you know, getting little kids' wishes and just inspiring kids, man. It's, you know, you in those certain positions, it's very important to give back. And, you know, I like what I saw from that. I thought that was real cool.
And these are the things, of course, we don't hear about. Things nobody wants to mention, but these are things we like to talk about because it's not, you know, you like to hear good things. It ain't all negative all the time.
Oh, yeah. And now, speaking of the negative, on to our what the fuck moment.
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No! 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 Fuck that!
All right, who you got? Well, who gets it for
some
you?
People going to hate me, but it's got to go to LeBron. I'm surprised that they're not my friends anymore. Like, what? The hell, man? Dude, you play for Cleveland now. You left for greener pastures. So F you, LeBron. Like, I'm sorry, but I felt Chris Bosh. You play for them. We had big things going here. You dipped because you wanted to go home and play with a younger squad and you get Kevin Love and all that. Fine. But don't sit here and be shocked when we ain't buddy-buddy all of a sudden. I'm like, LeBron, look, I know you try to be this nice guy and try to be cool with everybody and all that. I'm like, look, bro, this is a competition. Mm-hmm. This is everybody's competing for the same thing, which is trying to win a title. Me being nice to you does me, honestly, no favors in trying to win me a title. And I know Pat Riley was in Chris Bosh's ear like, fuck LeBron. He left us. And I mean, I'm like, if you dip from a winning team and you go somewhere else who had the competition, who's been shitty, and you go over there and it's like, oh, now all of a sudden we're the shit. Fuck you, nigga. What happened to us? You know what I'm saying? And I know Pat Riley challenged him and LeBron probably rubbed him the wrong way a little bit. But you know what? Pat Riley challenged him. LeBron didn't step up to the challenge. I mean, that's just what it is. Now, in fairness to LeBron, they did ride him a lot. They rode his coattails to 4 straight final appearances.
Mm-hmm.
He did everything. So I got to give him that much credit. He did do everything. But, dude, you're on another team. So you can't really be shocked if some of your old compadres are like, well, he's there. I'm not worried about him. F him. Fuck him.
Yeah, I mean, it works when you're, you know, during the summertime.
I mean, we're off-season. I'm sure they're cool.
We're good.
But
you know,
it's training camp, bro.
Because, you know, that's how they were like, oh, it's good for him. You know, he chose a situation, you know, family at home.
On
I
that
understand.
KG, Ray Allen going to Miami. Fuck that nigga. He the enemy now. Period. Yep.
Hey, when it's August, everything's gravy, man. I'm, you know, we still friends. Everything's cool. Come October and we in training
enemies,
camp.
Enemies, homie.
What about him?
And we in the same conference? Get out of here.
I'm trying to win.
Out of here.
But what do you think about LeBron? I could give two shits about
Thank
LeBron.
Thank you very much.
I'm worried about Miami Heat.
Exactly.
So I feel that. My what the fuck, I didn't know which dumbass I needed to give this one to more. Either Adrian Peterson ass, smoking them tweets.
Oh, tweeds, man.
He should have been using shit. Or Michael Vick. I mean, I don't know. Because, you know, Adrian Peterson should realize, all right, I just got out of jail. I got trial coming. Yeah, let me not do anything that would.
For child abuse.
Yeah, like, well, thing is, like, look, you're the story. Everybody's talking about you. And if you do any kind of thing that's going to go against your bail or any of that, you're going to be like, oh, you ain't learned.
I'm just like, people could perceive it as, oh, he's smoking weed now. How do we know he wasn't smoking when he hit his son? I'm just saying, that is what people will perceive. Mm-hmm. You were on drugs when you hit your son. Seriously.
You were a druggie.
Yep.
And Michael Vick, I mean, dude, since you've been there, everybody's been like, when Michael Vick taking over?
They chanted your name, dude. You knew your time was about to come, so.
And I know.
And you ruined your opportunity.
I know, the coach was like, oh, you know, I'm proud of him. He was honest. I'm like, so what? Oh, you're honest that you weren't prepared. Thanks.
Yeah, just whatever.
I'm like, as soon as you was in there and you were like, wait a minute. Geno Smith's not at this meeting? Oh, shit. Let me get on my work then. I mean, it ain't like he just always, but I was like, he wasn't at Saturday's meeting, which means you were.
You knew the game plan and everything.
And so you had ample opportunity to really like, all right, he fucked up.
Yep.
I'm going to take this. Nope. And even if you didn't play well, at least you were like, hey, you showed something, but you didn't.
Yep.
And you admit that you weren't prepared. So, what in the fuck is wrong with you? All right, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. You know, you can find our show on Stitcher and iTunes Radio under Black Is. Leave us a review there. We like the 5-star kind. Thumbs up on Stitcher. You can also subscribe to us on iTunes. Add us to your favorites on Stitcher. You can also find us on our website, blackisonline.com. Make sure you check us out, all past shows and all the other programming we have on the Black Is Network with The Break, The Jam, Coach Connection, Brown Girl Hour, Turn My Headphones Up. You know, just a lot of variety for anybody. Y'all want to hit us up, please do. TheBrothersLayman@gmail.com, on Twitter @BrothersLayman. We're on the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, definitely want to thank y'all for tuning in. For the first-time listeners, definitely want to thank y'all for tuning in to us. You know, glad you were able to locate us somehow, some way. For the long-time listeners, hey, definitely thank y'all for sticking with us for the long haul. I'm glad you guys are enjoying the show. You know, appreciate all the emails, all the Twitter responses, definitely. Everything we're getting. You know, like I always say, we ain't ever too good to speak to y'all. Hit us up and let us know. Give us your honest feedback, and we will holler right back at you. But, yeah, go ahead and tell all your peoples about us. Go ahead and tell your loved ones. Go ahead and tell your friends. Go ahead and tell your mamas, daddies, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews. Let's see what we got today. Go ahead and tell your pythons, your boa constrictors. Go ahead and tell your vipers. Go ahead and tell your tarantulas. Go ahead and tell your dinosaurs. Go ahead and tell your dogs, cats, of course. Go ahead and tell your chickens, your roosters, you know, your geeses, your moose, your ox, your buffaloes. We got your Lakers, your Clippers, your Warriors. Go ahead and tell everybody about the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where it goes down. And we have been your hosts, Chris and Jonathan. We'll be giving it to you strong, and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.
Holla.
Mr. Porter. Hey, yo, Denon, this a provocative-ass beat, my nigga. I ain't gonna lie. Like, this shit so hard, it's so provocative. Before I could do it, I had to go get a manicure, a pedicure, a cucumber, melon, facial wrap. And now, nigga, I'm spitting this shit. I got on a raspberry colored mock neck and some guava juice cologne. Oh, chances are I raised the bar. Never first at the finish, but here I are. Niggas getting out of hand till I raised the bar. Yeah, I took a few lumps, I don't easily scar. And after number two, heard they tried to tar. But baby, I'm back. Now I see folks try to sit where I sat. Shaking my head like shit is like that. And this is all fact. All factual, all actual. Now they looking at me, eyes all glassy now. From the chicken head holes with the weaves and perms to the coffee shop bitches with the naturals. Remember when they didn't even wanna ask me out. Now they all wanna know how they can be down. Didn't think I'd make it rhyming, but I'm still grinding. Look at Tay shining. Are you happy now? Just let daddy do what he do, baby. Everybody say praise the Lord. Ain't another like me, I swear to God. Everybody wanna be amongst the stars. So now I gotta go and do it extra hard, yeah. Stepping out extra hard. New aim, new game, fresh speed on the car. Don't ever let a nigga tell you who you are. So when you gotta show them, go extra hard, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Say I'm good, say I'm great. Couple niggas took a shot, but they both late. They both cake, soft like a styrofoam plate. You wanna see the champ, better get in the shape. Get in the weights, mixed berry protein shakes. Rapper go hard, I don't need no breaks. Let me hear another word, I expose fakes. I done took all the shit I'ma take, that's word.
Say word on the street is, taste they flowing. Just show them where the beat is. It'd be so nice if he wasn't an elitist. Bullshit, homie, I'm a grown ass man. Just call it as I see it. Flow so dumb, it's borderline genius. All the way from NC to Phoenix, we get bread and it spreads like an epidemic. Take 3.0, nigga, this is the remix. I done upgraded, dog. Catch up.
Everybody say praise the Lord. Ain't another like me, I swear to God. Everybody wanna be amongst the stars. So now I gotta go and do it extra hard, yeah. Stepping out extra hard. New aim, new game, fresh feet on the car. Don't ever let a nigga tell you who you are. So when you gotta show them, go extra hard, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Everybody thinks I'm crazy,
cause I don't do what they do.
Cell phones stop ringing at night, I'm thinking,
where are my bitches?
Nobody wants to see you when you're down and out.
These niggas gon' turn their backs on you.
wish that they could see me now.
Everybody say praise the Lord. Ain't another like me, I swear to God. Everybody wanna be amongst the stars, so now I gotta go and do it extra hard, yeah. Stepping out extra hard, new aim, new game, fresh feet on the car. Don't ever let a nigga tell you who you are, so when you gotta show him, go extra hard, yeah. Let's go, yeah. All my NC niggas go extra hard, yeah. Let's go, yeah. All my niggas worldwide go extra hard. Lord have mercy.